This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use that code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout. Also, listen to Is the Mic Still On the Radio Public app. It's a free, easy-to-use app. When you listen to our show with the Radio Public app, we receive direct financial support every time you hear an episode. Experience our show today on Radio Public by clicking the link in this episode's description, and thank you for listening.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Episode 81 is the Mic Still On podcast. Thanks to everyone out there subscribing, sharing the show, hitting us up on Twitter with your favorite parts. We appreciate all of that. Keep doing that. You know, obviously, we're trying to definitely grow the show. If you guys are new to us and just happen to come across this from Twitter or Facebook or wherever you find the show, Instagram, check out Dead and Hip Hop. It's on YouTube, deadandhiphop.com, YouTube.com/deadandhiphop. Also check out Dead in Sports and Mike Seatown, the guy you guys love so much. He has a channel too, youtube.com/Mike Seatown. If you need any graphics or artwork, you can also hit up Modest Media. Modest, what's that website?
ModestMediaLLC.com.
All right, there you go. You need any beats, the BZ430. And he has a channel too, youtube.com/BZ430. And Sophie, what you got on? What's going on?
Not shit.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. One of the things I want to do, man, I tweeted this out for those of you that seen it. Would love to do the show live. There's a couple of conferences coming up, and one I think is PodCon, so you guys can recommend us to be on that as a guest. So I think that would be dope if we can go out there. I think that's at the top of the year, so I'll put the link to that in the description. And also, thanks for everybody supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DeadEndHipHop. We appreciate that. That helps keep everything running. Keep the lights on around here. So that's it.
That's your grand opening?
That's it, man.
Wow.
That's it,
man.
Yeah.
What's that? That's a fucking Obama speech.
Yeah. Shout out.
Thank you, Brother Ken.
Hey, brother Ken. Man.
Thank you for the breakdown.
Whoa. That opened so much fire. The mic is on the mic. You know the mic.
The mic just passed out.
Oh, Lord.
No, that was man, cool, man. Yeah, cool. Appreciate it. Yo, shout out. You guys ever
more?
Have you guys ever had this happen to you guys? Like, shout out to the person that's been driving 55 miles per hour down the road, and as soon as you get in the right lane to pass them, they speed the fuck up.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You do that to people?
Mm-hmm. If you fly up on my ass, I will let off my gas completely.
Why are you driving slow?
In the fast lane? Or what lane am I in?
In the fast lane.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant like in the regular lane.
Yeah.
Oh, the fast lane. No, that shit pisses me off. In the regular, I can go out.
If you're in the far right,
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
But if you're in the middle or the left, you should not speed up just because somebody about to pass you. That happened to me when I was on my way in. Get ready to pass somebody, then he speed up. Why are we both doing 90 down the highway? Shout out to that dude. I guess that would be Mike.
No, I don't do that. I thought you were in the slow lane. If I'm in the slow lane and somebody comes flying up behind me and they're
going like 80, driving in the slow lane?
Nah.
In the right lane?
Nah. I stay from the middle to the left, bro. That's my domain.
That's where everyone should be. Like, my little car, I like to be either, like, I'll get in the fast lane only if I'm going somewhere far. But if I'm just going a little ways, I'll stay in the slow lane. Really? But if somebody comes flying up behind me, I'm down to 30. Now, I am not lying. Yeah. I will drop down to 30 on the fucking interstate.
Yeah, I'm allergic to the right lane. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, man. Where your ass be flying?
Fast and the Furious.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like tickets. So
pushing that.
I used to
BMW.
Do that, but I don't do that anymore.
I'll be out. I'm sorry.
You get a couple $300 tickets, you'll stop.
You slow down.
You guys seen tickets before?
Of course.
I've never had one, and I stay speeding.
Oh, you're lucky. Uh-uh.
Man, look, my rap sheet in Florida was at least 3 pages long.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was wild. This is tame now. I'm mid-30s now. This is tame.
You're just giving the government more free money. You are.
That's cool.
Somebody at work broke that down to me, and I was like, you're right. I need to cut this shit out.
That's true. I just enjoy what I enjoy.
I feel you. You ever go to like those racetracks?
What do you mean?
Like they have like actual racetracks and race the cars.
No, because I never had a car worthy.
No, 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 not your car. You can race, yeah,
like Lambos and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do that for my birthday. It didn't happen. But it's something I'm definitely interested in. And now I have a car worthy enough going to the track. So I'm definitely want to go.
You would do that to your car?
I've never done it to anyone.
I mean, you would?
Yeah,
to your
this one? Yeah.
Yeah, because you're putting some more stuff in it now, like, to make it faster.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
I'd be afraid to fuck
Jesus Christ. So it's going faster than what is already going now? You're going to make it go faster than?
Yeah.
Damn, I think you told me. You was putting something else in there. Yeah. Jesus Christ, you fast and furious.
Like I'm only a couple more parts away from, like, 500 horsepower.
Damn. And how much torque?
Word? I didn't know that.
It's going to be.
How much power torque?
It's going to be up there, too. It's going to be, like, 500 something. Yeah, man.
For what? You can't do that. Like, what's the point?
You can't do that.
Well, you can't do that here. You're going to be like one of them assholes that be like drag racing down like Moreland.
Nah, I'm not like that.
So, what are you going to do? Why are you putting 500 horsepower in the car?
I just say I was going to go to the track.
You said you were thinking about it, but.
No. I said
you have a car with you.
Right. Not yet. Yeah.
I'm going to take this one. I never had a vehicle beforehand that was worthy enough.
That fool FIFA going to be an extra on fan on the next Fast and Furious movie.
I might be. Shit. I might be. But yeah, definitely. It's always been a love or a passion of mine. I just never had financial.
Ever since I met you, came in talking about cars.
Yeah. So I've always wanted, you know, something like this, but now I'm able to afford it.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Insecure comes on tonight.
Oh yeah. I think it's gonna be.
It come on at 10:30. I don't remember coming on that late.
Yeah, I'll make it. I don't think it's gonna be good.
Okay.
I'm with.
You just have a feeling.
I'm with.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling it's not going to be.
Yeah, I think she messed up.
Yeah,
because of Lawrence or because of something else.
Lawrence.
I think because of Lawrence.
Oh my God.
I don't think it'll be bad because of Lawrence.
Watch. Really?
I think it's. I'm gonna put it out there right now. I just don't. It's not. I don't think
so
it's gonna
think
be
every
good.
Week we're gonna be like, damn, Lawrence, this is disappointing.
But Lawrence didn't make the show. She's still a good writer.
No, she is a good writer. I've been following Issa for a long time, but I don't know, man. I really feel like it's a mistake, man. I really do. And like I said, again, I'm not like on the Lawrence train. I just feel like just from a writer, director standpoint, it's just, I don't think it was a smart move to try to expound on this homegirl lifestyle. I mean,
it was always about.
It's like
turning
into like Black Sex in the City.
Right. That's what I was saying. It's almost turning like girlfriends and stuff. Like, but we already seen that. It's always like, we already seen that, man. It's like. You think
I'm not even in the microphone at all, was I? I'm sorry.
I agree that it's probably better writing, probably better directing.
Girlfriends?
Because obviously it's directed differently. You know, this is more like a movie type thing, whereas Girlfriends is like a sitcom, or whatever. So in that you know aspect, it could be good, but I just feel like we've seen it already. Like this was I don't know.
Do we have any background info on where she's taking the show or the story besides Lawrence?
I think she's I think it's her journey.
Yeah, it's her journey.
No, I'm just saying, has she put out any statements or done any interviews?
On where the show was going for this particular season?
Yeah, or was it all just about Lawrence?
Well, I mean, I remember when they were talking about the show coming back, I think we discussed it. They were talking about how it's
black,
gonna
black masculinity,
yeah, like it's
that,
gonna talk about black masculinity, and people were up in arms because they thought it meant toxic, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what she said she was gonna explore for season 3, and then she also says that she's going to touch on her relationship with Daniel and where that goes.
So that's all we got.
So I don't think it's gonna be like Daniel is the new Lawrence. I think he's gonna be completely different. I don't think she would have done that.
Who's gonna be completely different,
Daniel, because his whole character is completely different than Lawrence. You know, he's. You know,
whole different type of swag.
Yeah, studio guy, and I think it's gonna be different than just I'm in the studio all the time. I'm trying to fuck. Like we're probably going to figure out his character dynamics and like what he's gone through and blah 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 blah. Like how, because you know they had a history that we knew that they knew each other, but we didn't really know how exactly. Right. So we might take delve further into like how that came about. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes. And you know she's going to have a whole bunch of, like, comedic takes on things.
Absolutely. I mean, she has people in there that could not necessarily carry the show, but, like, definitely support it.
I mean, for sure. And then her friend is pregnant in the show.
Which,
Oh, the light skinned chick. Amanda Seals character.
Line was like kinda,
I mean, it's a smaller piece, but then also Molly was fucking that guy. And then she went back to the other guy who was like in the open relationship. Or
She's interesting. Yeah, Molly's definitely
for sure. Yeah.
You know they're dating in real life.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't know.
I saw that recently.
Molly and the tall light skinned guy.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
I saw that recently that someone said they were dating.
Well, I thought it was something that came out.
No, he got Tasha pregnant. Pregnant.
Yeah. The tall guy.
That was the controversy with that.
I thought
the same thing you just said.
No, the tall dude.
Somebody lied to us.
He the one that was banging Tasha and got her pregnant.
No.
Dominique, I think that's a real
name. Yvonne's character, or Yvonne in real life is dating some dark-skinned dude. Yeah.
How is it the same thing you saw?
I don't know. I
saw that. That's right. Pull out them phones, fat shit.
Actually, I don't care that much.
Yeah, and she seems real happy with him. So, anyways, I'm excited to see that later. I'm sure by the time this comes out.
Yeah. It'll be out by the time the podcast come out. So, we'll see.
I just don't remember it coming on this late.
Rod's a hater.
I'm
not hating. I wanted to succeed. Like I said, I've been following Issa for a long time. I think I told you about her, like, when... Like a miss of it.
You just got like a feeling down that you think it's just gonna be.
I don't think it's gonna be terrible. I think it's still gonna be okay. You know, because I want to say it was a couple episodes that was kind of slow for me last season. But
it's just annoying to me how they're only 38 minutes long. It feels like annoying. They're literally 20. It feels like they're 20 minutes
right
total. Basically,
I love that though.
I hate that. That shit bothers me with this show. This shit that bothers me with Atlanta too.
Oh, I love that too.
I can't stand it.
I get tired of like I don't have that much time.
Really? Oh my god, I love like 45.
This kind of throwback too. You know, we used to have
30-minute shows.
Like real short, sure. Yeah.
I think the only show that was an hour off the top of my head that I remember we used to watch was real good was New York Undercover. That was it.
I didn't watch that shit. So.
I didn't either.
I watched New York Undercover.
That show was so whack.
Man, that show was so whack.
I didn't watch it either.
New York Undercover was so
that's
whack.
That's what I'm talking about.
New York Undercover was good until they killed off... They basically wanted the main characters.
Eventually, it got whack.
It was whack. Yeah, eventually, it got whack. Got blown up in the car. It was whack.
I thought it was just.
And they had dope musical guests and stuff, man.
Yeah, it was corny.
That was cool.
It was corny. The Spanish hip hop guy, like at the end. It's like, get the fuck out of here with this garbage.
It was cool. New York Undercover was good.
Wow.
New York Undercover was good.
Y'all can have that.
That's good. I mean, not good at. But yeah, I thought I was on an island with that.
No.
Wow.
No. It was good.
I tried. I would watch it here and there, but.
I tried too, yeah. I don't know what it was about.
People used to talk about it in school.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. It was part of Thursday lineup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always felt
I was missing out, but I just couldn't get with it. And then even now when people like talk about it, you know, and it just to reminisce, you know, I'm like, man, I wasn't a part of that. Like, what?
Right.
You know?
Me too.
So I'm like, dang, did I miss something? So I was like, man, I'll just go back and watch it.
I fucked with New York Undercover, man. I liked it.
I saw like an unsung or something on it, and I was just like, dang, did I miss out on this?
It was entertaining, but it really wasn't a good show.
Yeah, I remember like watching the episode here and there, and I'm like, this isn't keeping my attention. Like,
okay, so I guess basically we got to tell the people what happened.
Go ahead.
So Kanye was rapping about masturbating to his sister-in-law's photos in an unreleased track.
What was the track called?
Ecstasy. Yeah. That's what it. And the quote is, "You got sick thoughts. I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law. You would smash. I got four of them." then he says, "Damn, those were your sisters. You did something unholy to those pictures. Damn, you need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub."
Kanye must listen to the last episode about those pictures.
It's a line. Yeah. It's hip hop.
That's not just the line and the hip hop line. Nah.
Yeah, that's.
He didn't have to go that far.
Yeah,
that was really that far,
right?
I mean, to put that out there, what's the purpose to put it out there like that?
It's a funny line. Who cares? Why is it a big deal?
But he's serious, though.
But so what? Why can't he be serious?
I'm not saying he can't be serious.
Why is that weird?
Because I just feel like if a woman said that about her brother-in-laws, everybody would have a problem about that.
I wouldn't give a shit. But first off, that's like a half-sister. So that's like half of a half. So that's like a quarter. So like there's no blood, really.
That's not disrespectful if you're married and your wife says
that's on Kim. I ain't got shit to do with that being disrespectful. I'm dead ass. Like, I'm not going to say it's disrespectful. That's Kim's issue. If she thinks it's fine, then why would I care?
She probably think it's fine.
Rob, what you think? If your wife says that about your brother.
In law. Half brother-in-law.
I mean,
but your
but my brother. my thing is like I mean the relationship I have with my wife we joke about shit like that, like she's like, oh, your uncle fine, or like she'll be like your daddy fine or some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the type of relationship we have. But you know, to say to go smash. As far as saying she would smash him, though, I don't know, I don't think she would do that. But I went through a couple thoughts with this. I was like, damn, bro, like, some stuff is just meant to stay in your head.
Right.
So I went through that thought, but then I was like, but damn, you know, I mean, that's, you know, he has the right to think that. I mean, you know.
And maybe they might have that relationship.
And maybe they had that relationship.
I'm sure he said that.
I'm happy if she took that as a compliment. Like, yeah. Oh my God, you totally would.
Right. And that's just the seem like that's just seems like the type of relationship they had, yeah, or whatever. But oh man, I'm like torn with it. I guess I'm torn with it. I'm torn with it. To put it out there like that, to have the thought, I'm not torn with that because that's just the truth of thought, right? It's like, okay, your sisters are fine. Like, I can't help it. Like, you know, whatever. But then is there, like, shit you put it out there? Like, some stuff I feel like is just meant to stay inside. Like, you don't need
I just feel like it's weird because I remember Kanye specifically telling, oh my God, which black guy was it? One of these black guys. Maybe it was Tyga, perhaps, saying that, you know, he should get in early with Kylie and it's a good look, and you know, you got to get into the family early. So it's very obvious that Kanye, the way that he looks at the family, has always been very like, oh, Kim is this goddess and the Kardashians are XYZ. Like, so to me, it just seemed kind of like weird, like fetishy-ish. Like, I don't know. It just seemed weird.
Y'all thinking way too hard on this.
What you mean?
He thinks that her sisters are attractive, and if he wasn't married to Kim, he would fuck them. I don't see why this is a big deal.
And since he couldn't fuck them, he just jack off to the pictures.
Right. That is so weird.
That's
weird, dog.
To put it out there, man.
Of the rap lines, y'all are really hung up on him talking about jerking off on a picture. Like, that's that.
Not jerking off on a picture, but the pictures to his wife's sisters. Like, that's just a little weird, bro.
That's not weird to you?
No, I think it's a rap line, and it's humorous. I don't think he's really like, hey, guys, I want to talk to you guys about this. I have a problem. I just keep jerking off on this. It's a jokey rap line.
So if he wasn't joking, then it would be a problem.
If he went on fucking CNN and was like, you know, yes, I have printed out pictures of, what's the tall one, Chloe? I printed out pictures of Chloe, and I've jerked off on her. Okay, that's weird. It's a fucking rap song where it's a lot of it is tongue in cheek, and you guys are really acting like this is true confessions or some shit.
It's really on
this
brand.
This is R. Kelly, I admit it.
Really on brand for Kanye.
Right.
It probably is like his version.
It is not.
Of R. Kelly's, I admit.
It is not. Because he didn't do anything wrong.
He did.
He fantasized about his wife's sisters who he thinks is attractive.
Yeah.
If I was married to Kim, I would fucking fantasize about the older one too.
Would you jerk off to him too?
Courtney, talking about Courtney.
I mean, I might make a joke about it to y'all, but I'm not a rapper.
I think he's serious though.
I think that's his thing.
We don't know.
He said it in the rap song.
Everything he says in the rap song is true.
Real.
Come on, y'all. What are we doing right now?
Well, that's the shit that Kanye's
been on. Bill O'Reilly like a motherfucker.
No. That's the shit he's been on. That's the narrative he's been on about, like, you know, I'm just speaking my truths, my thoughts and all that.
Maybe he was off his meds.
He could have been.
Is he ever on his
meds? So you think he was off his meds and he admitted to this?
When he wrote that, yeah.
No, it's really not.
I'm not saying it's that serious. We're talking about it because she brought it up. But
of course.
Like,
I think him and Kim just got a funny, goofy relationship.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure he says stuff to her goofy as hell. And
maybe.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And all she
but I think Kim is like, yo, this nigga is crazy.
No, I think that too.
I think she loves this.
I think she probably thinks this is so hilarious. She loves it. Come on, man.
She loves it.
Because
she's a controversial queen, so she loves it.
This is good for their brand, dog.
I think she getting tired of that nigga.
No. You tripping. She's never going to get to that point where she ever is like,
she already threatened to leave him.
When?
That's what Kanye said.
When? Where?
He said that on his album.
Didn't listen to that. Can't relate.
When did he say that?
Yikes.
I thought he said that she threatened to leave.
I thought she said something about will she leave or something like that.
No, I think she's definitely cool with it. I mean, because he's said things before.
Yeah,
like I want to say, what was it? I want to say, what was the song? It was it Beyonce? What was that like she said, Surfboard. What song was that?
Drunken Love.
Yeah, you remember that the remix he did to Drunken Love when he was like came on her face and all that.
Yep,
Kim, I mean, on whose face?
Kim. Like he said that in a rap lyric, so it's definitely on
about it.
Yeah. It's definitely on par with what you know stuff he says.
Right.
So I don't think she has a problem with
it. No, she don't.
But it's just like you know. I don't know, man. So y'all would be cool if he had like a whole album, just basically, not a whole album. Maybe I'm being a little exaggerated.
A little.
Like, so.
A whole
so
verse.
If he, so
like
if he did
song?
It often, like y'all would be like, oh, this is fine. If he
I
did it often.
I wouldn't give a fuck. It's not my problem.
I understand you don't give a fuck. But, I don't either. So, but I'm just saying, like, just in a sense of like.
Because that's their relationship. That's something that Kanye and Kim have to discuss and live with. So if they cool with it, why you can't be cool with it?
I'm not saying I can't. I'm just saying that.
Exactly.
But they cool with it. It's obvious.
And I think or it wouldn't be out. And Chloe are cool with it too. They think it's funny.
They probably,
I don't know
probably
about the two younger ones.
Sorry. I used to watch the show and I think that Courtney's probably like, this is probably fucking weird. But anyways, that's what's
just
the
point. I feel like it's just that. Another thought I had.
Who?
Courtney.
Courtney's the only one that's fine to me.
No, right. Courtney's the only one that's
Courtney
sane.
Is fine as shit.
She don't try to be black. She don't got no damn ass shot.
No, but her, the way she, I'll keep it.
I'm sure you probably watched the show to some extent to have this opinion.
Yeah, because wifey used to watch it, so you know I used to.
Whatever, you don't have to preface it with that. But go ahead.
That's how I watched.
Whatever.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Y'all always do that.
There you go. Content.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Whatever.
Thank you, Mary's brother. but nah, man. Courtney always seemed off to me because she was just very. Like strict or very Mama. In her way. I can't stand her voice. Oh my gosh, but
what?
Yo, she is
funny.
Annoying.
It's funny.
She's annoying.
That's the
original abuser.
That's that Caribbean annoying? Shit. Mm-hmm. Kim not annoying.
I'm not saying she's not, but Courtney's the most annoying.
Oh my gosh. That's
really?
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Nah, that tall one is the worst one.
Chloe?
Yes. The worst one out of all of them.
What
I can't
mean?
Stand, like personality wise. I'm not talking about
really?
Her looks.
That's the one I like.
She annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, I used to like her, really, but
she used to be really cool.
She
like,
used
all
to,
of them
and annoying, then her marriage but, went left, and now
yeah,
she
used to seem like she was cool.
She used to.
Courtney's the one.
Trash.
Courtney's bad. The rest of them,
awful.
That's hilarious. I lost my train of thought.
The two younger ones, like, how old are they?
21.
Yeah, young 20s.
I mean, I don't really find either one of the younger ones attractive at all.
Yeah, one of them is dating Ben Simmons now.
That's great.
Who's Ben Simmons?
Isn't he a basketball player?
Yeah.
Ooh, 1 point for
is this the big lip girl or the other one? The one that's actually a model or the one
the
that thinks
model.
She's a model?
The actual
model is dating the basketball player?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, she was dating somebody before. Because
the other one has a baby with
and then
Travis.
She just like, yeah, she does. She does. Damn, who was she dating before Ben Simmons? Blake Griffin. She was dating Blake Griffin.
She? Oh, for real?
Yeah, I want to say it was Blake Griffin. And then all of a sudden, she just started dating
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons at the time was dating Tinashe.
Oh, he was.
And then
they was in a club or some shit like that.
Yeah, Blake and Tinashe hooked up after the whole swap.
Who was Tinashe? Who was Tinashe?
She's bad as hell. She's an artist.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
She's very pretty. She's very attractive.
She is.
She's very attractive.
Who the record label she is with?
Oh yeah, they fucking her career.
Fucking
up.
Her whole career. Yeah. Up.
Either
but,
way, back to Kanye.
Yeah.
So Kanye said that. Just real quick, just want to clean up the little lyric part that I said. He said that you know it was the part when and wouldn't leave. She didn't say she was going to leave. He told her she can leave him. And then he said, but she wouldn't leave. Mm-hmm. But she called flipping out, talking about we about to lose it all when he started
that's
saying all
the
crazy
of what
shit.
You said.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
What?
But she did call flipping out like, oh my God, you know, you out here.
She told her to stop. That don't mean she's going to leave him or that she's being like, I'm getting tired of your shit.
And she said, you about to fuck the money up. So
he was.
Yes. Wait, when he did what?
I think it was
the
Trump stuff and the slavery stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, so,
and that's when she got on Twitter and was like, "You guys, my views are seriously so different from
so
his."
So y'all don't tweet me about.
Yeah,
that
she did say that. Hmm. Yeah,
and I have nothing to do with this, and right. It's all Kanye. I'm sorry, guys.
But yeah, this is totally on brand with Oye. What were you about to say?
No, it is on brand with him. Like I said, going back to the Drunken Love lyrics and all that. But another thought I had when I heard it was like this is like so social media-ish of him, like in a sense, because you know how we say like, you know, some stuff you shouldn't put all your business out there on social media. I feel like that's what he's doing on his record. Like, why are you, everything isn't meant to be put out there like that. So that's the other thought I had. So y'all agree with that? Because it's like, you know,
I mean,
haven't we
point,
all said, like, you know, you shouldn't just put all your business out here on social media?
That might get you in trouble. This can't get him in trouble.
At this
not
point,
it's
wrong.
Just getting people talking.
I right. just feel like, what else can Kanye do that is going to still be this controversial? Like, mm-hmm. like.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's he. I mean, I'm sure there's something, but it's like. What? I mean, you said slavery was a choice. Mm-hmm. You know what right. I'm saying? You support Trump. You don't give a fuck.
Said it sounded like a choice.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait.
So I guess, like, at what point do we be like, "Yo, all right, that's a little too far," or is it a
it's
point?
It's not gonna be this.
With him?
You know what? Look, here's my yeah. question to you:
the slavery thing was too
were,
far.
If
what
you
the hell?
Were married to Kim Kardashian mm-hmm. and Khloe and Kourtney came in the room and was like, "You know what? I'm ready to do all of this."
Okay.
You gonna say you wouldn't?
Yeah, yeah, you gonna think. Say I'm a would? I wouldn't.
Would you fuck all three of them? At the same time,
you talking about it,
twice
if,
on Sunday.
If my wife was down,
if you
with
were married,
it, I think
to
is that, it's, I think is that it's like it, I look at it as like incest at that point. It's like my sister now.
That is not no. That is not it. What?
It's like my
that's
sister. That's like my
There's
sister
no
now, bro.
That's weird. Not your sister.
Man,
but you're considered
weird.
My sister.
You can consider whatever the fuck you want to consider me. I'm fucking all of them.
That's like
that
that's like
so nasty.
That is not nasty.
It
There's
is,
nothing
man.
Nasty
like,
about that.
I think it is nasty. Because like no, you could say the same thing about stepdaughters and stuff like that. Like Ooh. It's like come on, that, all, just because they're not blood, just because they're not blood, don't mean that it's not right.
No. Now you're jumping into, like, if that's my stepdaughter, first of all, she's got to be quite a bit younger than me. So that's automatically creepy.
All the time. Yeah, nice.
Okay, well, if they're the same age and stepdaughter walks in and wants to fuck me and her mama,
like
who
like,
am I to say no?
Hey, if you into that, cool. Look, I'm not one to judge. I mean, if you into that, I'm just saying me personally. You ask me personally.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
You're like, not fucking the three sisters.
I'm not fucking steps.
You can judge all you want.
I'm not fucking stepsisters. Like, I'm not fucking shit. Stepdaughters or whatever.
Stop
like,
saying stepdaughter.
That's
what
I'm saying.
That's R. Kelly shit. That
you said
seems
the blood
weird.
Shit. So you said the blood shit. So yeah, I'm just kind of putting it on the same
daughter,
level.
No, that's just weird.
But the daughter could be like, say if you like 50, the daughter's 30.
Yeah, but if you want to fuck me and your mama, then I'm going to think something's really wrong with y'all. But there's porn around
no,
sisters fucking at the same
no,
time.
Yeah, but
that's
so,
still
no.
weird as fuck to me.
Sisters?
Yeah,
I don't think that's weird. That's not
no,
that weird.
Mm-mm.
That's not
what,
that
sleeping
weird.
Sleeping with sisters?
That's so fucking weird.
Two sisters fucking the same dude. That's not that weird.
Nah, that's not weird at all.
Come on.
Pretty
that's
weird.
Fairly normal. That ain't that big of a deal. Y'all some prudes up in this bitch, man.
Not
prudes.
As he sips his tea.
I don't know, man. I just, you know.
I just always think of it in the reverse. And it's just like.
Oh, okay.
What's the reverse?
Like brothers.
Yeah, she thinking of
doing like, ooh.
Yeah. I'm sure plenty of brothers have done that.
I'm sure they have. I won't be participating in that, though. I won't.
I'm not
going
to judge somebody for doing that. That's Mm-mm. not that.
No, I'm not judging at all. I'm just saying.
I've
like,
never
you
understood
know.
Like the fetish between that. Like even like twincest and stuff like that. That shit is so weird to me.
Twincest. That's literally what it sounds like.
Literally, what it sounds
no,
like.
It's not. Okay, it's a guy fucking two twins. It's not like incest. Like mm-hmm. y'all are trying to like put these weird moral parameters around sex mm-hmm. that don't need to be there. Like if these are two twins mm-hmm. and they have a thing, like they want to fuck the same guy.
Yeah.
Like why are y'all? Oh, it's so disgusting. No. Why?
No, I'm not like.
It's
that.
Just a dick. It's just a hole. What's the big deal?
But they be kissing and shit and all that other shit. Like
oh, you talking about the twins are kissing each other?
What the fuck do you think happens during a threesome? I'm confused.
That wait,
that
hold
doesn't
on,
always
time
happen.
Out.
Thank
you.
That doesn't
thank
always
you,
have to happen. Just like you don't always have to kiss during sex.
Why? What
is this? You know what
y'all need. So, yeah, y'all need to stop watching these weird. These
hey.
Weird, like, fucking One Tree Hill ass movies y'all
I'm
be watching.
Saying, every relationship you have doesn't
porn.
Have to be like.
Why?
Why are you gonna be two extremes like that?
Because I'm saying, because none of what you're saying is making sense. You're like, you're automatically, if the twins are in the room and they're fucking the same guy, they have to be kissing. That's not the case.
That's typically how the arrangement
who
is. Set
says
up.
Who?
Says
who?
What do you mean?
She said the rules of threesomes.
There are no rules.
I don't know where this book is, so I want to read it. So the way that you imagine it, it's two twins like touching each other with a stick, basically, but like being on the same person.
Weren't you the one saying extremes? Don't go to extremes. Who's anything about a stick? Okay. The only stick in the room is mud. Only they're touching it. Like, they don't be touching each other.
And here's the thing. If you are coordinated enough, you can definitely satisfy both of the women at the same damn time now. You know what I'm saying?
Good luck with that.
Well, shit, what do you mean? Okay. What's that game with all of the circle? Yes. You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome.
You can contour yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that way you can do some things over here and handle business over there.
It's not that hard.
You can do that. So if they don't, hey, look, I don't need y'all to do nothing but just be right here. I'm gonna handle the rest. Thank you very much. I'm a grown ass man. Goddamn,
like, come on, never relate. But okay,
that's
anyways,
cool.
Kanye was also in the news this week for
Kanye.
Yeah, just more Kanye bullshit. I haven't watched this, so I guess maybe we could watch this as a family. All right, here goes nothing.
Treat our kids. How we treat
I think
aunties.
That's a beautiful thought, but just in literal terms, there are families being torn apart at the border of this country. There are literally families being torn apart as a result of what this president is doing. And I think that, you know, we cannot forget that whether we like his personality or not, his actions are really what matter. I mean, you so famously and so powerfully said George Bush doesn't care about black people. It makes me wonder what makes you think that Donald Trump does, or any people at all. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. And Kanye West.
His fucking face.
He was thinking about his sister-in-law's.
I was looking at that.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he had zero answers. He looked like he's such in a sunken place.
He really, like that look on his face.
Oh, do you see how he be? Yeah, man, he looks off, man.
He looks legitimately off.
Yeah, like seriously.
He looks more together than he has in a long time to me.
Did you see the whole thing? Like how he like do that little frown, like he be smiling.
Yeah,
and he do that. His looks crazy.
Like he looks like he's sedated.
But he be like smiling like, and then he goes immediately to that. Like, I know he's been doing that for a long time, but it just seems worse now. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah, that you motherfucker.
Maybe it's that flat tummy tea.
Jimmy Kimmel shouldn't have said that.
You said what?
He did say he's bipolar. Yeah. He probably is technically sedated.
He said he is. Kanye said he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bipolar, you know.
In the interview, he said it.
Oh, I didn't watch the whole thing.
His sister's picture?
Yeah, it's like 21 minutes. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, I only watched like five.
Kanye
fans. Not even that.
Y'all leave Kanye alone.
Mm-mm. Never.
Yeah, he shouldn't have saved him. He should have sat there for a minute and let him look stupid for
a minute.
He should have.
He should have went to a break. The break, ask his ass again.
Hell yeah.
But they moved on to something else.
Yeah, they did.
Come on, man.
They
don't save this motherfucker. Yep. If you can say all this shit, then like have the fucking like
have something to back it up.
Right.
Back
it up. Like, like explain yourself.
Even if it's a stupid something, have something. Don't just be
looking dumbfounded.
Because he can't. He just says shit.
He didn't say.
He don't know what the hell he's talking about.
It was just.
It was a you got me. You got me. He had look on his face.
Pretty much,
fuck,
yeah. Like, you got me. Yep.
He did.
Because he's talking about, oh, you know, just why don't you try to like spread love and put love into, like, how are you talking about putting love into a guy that has none?
Right.
Except for himself.
Mm. Shut the fuck up, Kanye. Mm.
Just make records. I'd rather you talk about jerking off on your sister's pictures than talking about Trump.
Yep. Hmm. So is this why you boycotting them, B? This right here? This fuckery?
Yes, that part of that shit, yes. Fuck Kanye.
Because he wants to fuck his sisters?
Oh, no.
B said, I don't care about that. Shit.
It's fucking weird. All right.
It's fucking weird. Oh, before we go further, can we shout out the dude that did the graphic?
Yeah, that was dope.
Super dope.
I don't have it on me. I don't know his name.
Based off his IG,
his name is Al Tyreek Harris. On IG, and this goes by T00NS.Reek. That's his IG name. But his profile says Al Tyreek Harris. That's his name. So shout out to you, brother.
The picture was so cute.
Yeah.
Really, really.
This is probably the best one we've gotten.
And like, looked like us. Mm-hmm. And stuff. Mm-hmm. That was cute.
No, it was cool. It was definitely dope. And we have it posted on Is the Mike Still On Instagram, right?
Yeah. Yep. I posted on pretty much everything.
Yeah, everybody does look like themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, even though Ralph looked
like the barge kind of, but
yeah, I did think so. Yeah.
Everything else, like you can automatically just tell who's who. Like this was really, really good.
Yeah. Nah, it was dope.
And even getting like our mannerisms down, you know what I'm saying? Because you're always like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Ken is like, yeah. He's like, you just chilling.
Yeah.
Rod is like, wait. I'm always trying to explain everything.
This is perfect, man. Yeah, this needs to be a shirt.
And it's like it's Sophie, and we all just kind of yelling around her.
I wonder what made him do Sophie with the hat.
I wonder what made him do that. Because I had a hat on one time.
I'm just saying, I wonder what made him pick that out of all the things he could have did. But yeah, I think it's dope.
Begin tape.
All right, Trump star is being removed from Hollywood.
Tight.
Niggas keep breaking that shit. So,
they said fuck it.
Yep. West Hollywood City Council voted unanimously to remove President Trump's star from, I'm sorry, that sounds so weird saying that. Anyways, from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, says the mayor, it will now make a formal recommendation for its removal to the Hollywood, what? It will now make a formal recommendation for its removal to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
That is crazy.
So.
That is crazy, man. Wow. Like, to have your star removed.
Fuck this shit, like, nigga. And they swiped that shit back like T.I.
Like, so I guess I was a little unclear on why they're removing it. Are they removing it because of the vandalism or because
it costs too much money to keep replacing it?
Yeah.
Because Bill Cosby shit is still there.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with morals.
And everybody else that's been caught up in Hollywood.
Okay. Are they really that expensive to replace? I thought it was just some dust.
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, they're destroying the stars. They have to go back and we need some dust.
You know, just like concrete or some shit.
Hmm?
I thought it was just, you just pour some more concrete.
No, it's a whole
like plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you ever been there?
I've been there and I've seen the stars or whatever and I've seen the pictures. I didn't know it was that hard.
It's pretty detailed. Yeah. I'm sure it's expensive to go back, get all that shit removed, replace it all, make it look nice.
Oh. And what if they messed up another star? You got to fix that one too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because if they're fucking up this one, you probably fucked up the ones around it too. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. Well,
so it's probably just money. It's not like, oh, we hate
Trump. For sure. I think it's probably just money too. All right. And then also, so in other news, LeBron James, I think this really warmed my heart when I read this. LeBron James is set to be an executive producer on the documentary series. So he's coming out with a documentary series called Shut Up and Dribble. I love it. First of all, the title, it's just my brand of petty. Like, I love it. Like, just coming out with a documentary that everybody has been.
From Lauren Ingram. It came from her. She told him to
right, for sure. Yeah. I think that, you know, it's basically highlighting the shift in basketball players and the focus that they're taking on trying to, come about like social like change and social justice with just various things. You know, a lot of people are just like donating and giving back to communities. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is something that we've seen for a long time.
It's like he's highlighting that athletes can do more than just shut up and dribble.
Basically,
and just do their sport.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm excited to see this, and I think it's going to be a 3-part series.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really don't care that much about
it. Is it on HBO? I think when I read it, was it going to be on HBO or which network picked it up?
Let me see.
I want to say HBO. I think it's going to be on HBO.
It's on Showtime.
Yeah, I was one of them channels. Okay.
So it's going to debut in October.
Right before the NBA season starts too. It's perfect timing.
Well, I don't know anything about sports.
I'm just saying it right when the NBA season. The NBA season starts in October, so.
So, do you think it'll like give it more traction?
Of course.
Because of that.
Because everyone is
be focused on that.
Because he's playing for the Lakers, everyone is like anticipating him how this season's going to go, and everybody's looking at LA. So, like for him to release this right when the NBA season starts, it's perfect timing.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you guys see what Bill O'Reilly said about him?
Yeah,
about this show or just in general?
About LeBron.
About LeBron.
What the fuck he's talking
You know,
about?
It's incredible, man. This guy.
The lengths that these people go.
I didn't even know Bill O'Reilly was still a thing.
Yeah, so.
He's going to die.
You about to pull it up or you got it up already?
Oh, you got it?
No, I'm about to look it up.
I didn't think he had a voice like that anymore.
Yeah, he got like a website or something where he.
He kind of went solo. I think he's, fan supported. But he basically says that basically said that LeBron should go to Chicago.
Okay, here it is. I got it. So he tweeted, if LeBron James wants to champion social justice as well as basketball, he should go to Chicago and help the poor people there who are experiencing unprecedented violence. Please check my commentary on it. And he listed his website.
Like, what the fuck is you doing? Why don't you go to Chicago and do something?
Because there's black people there, and that's why.
You know what I'm saying? Like
that's your answer.
Like, what is, look, even on the court, LeBron can't win. Like y'all, like, everybody always has off an opinion. Court. No, even on the court, right? Like, whatever he does on the court, we crucify him on the court. Okay. We crucify him off the court. And all he does is make the best decision that he could possibly make on and off the court. And we crucify him. He should have did this. Why should he should have started a damn school like he damn did.
Now you know how Trump feels, dude. Every time Trump tries to do something, y'all crucify him. Every time. Yep. Read your own words, little Negro boy. He's gonna build a wall still, and you're gonna be behind it.
You know, I thought it was like what LeBron did, you couldn't find anything negative to really say about it.
It just kept getting better. Like the you just kept reading it, and it was just like, oh my God, he's doing this, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. People were trying to give him backlash talking about, oh, he's only funding 20% of it. But
how much are you funding, motherfucker?
Exactly.
Not only that, but
and that's great business.
When I read up on it, they were saying that if he funded it anymore, it would be considered a private school, and so you know that wouldn't give people as much access to basically go to the damn thing. So it's kind of like,
how about educate yourself on why it's 20%?
Exactly.
Make yourself look stupid. Maybe you need to go to his school.
I promise.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, I didn't even know people were even doing that. But it's like you gotta protect this man because, you know, this man is out here doing something extremely positive and you couldn't find anything negative to say about outside of that little thing. So you reach. Mm-hmm. You go all the way to Chicago. Chicago is like their go to. Is that, it's
they
like,
love. They love.
Yeah.
Bringing
oh,
up
they
Chicago.
Love to bring up Chicago.
They
and
love it.
And I'll say this: I think they need to be careful because I think that is going to happen. I think we will see some effort and attention put into Chicago to help. You know, help the people there in that city, and then what? They'll always find something else. But
it's there. People just don't talk about it.
Oh, it's there, but
yeah, celebrities. Exactly.
Look at what Judge Mathis does. I mean, if you really want to get real, like petty, and he's like one of the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are doing shit. They just
it doesn't get the attention. And yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think I think when I say that, it's going to start receiving the attention because it's going to probably take a guy like a Dwayne Wade, and I know he's probably doing some stuff there, but, you know, like Jordan or somebody big. So there's going to be a massive effort or something like that that's going to go in and say, hey, this is what we're going to do to help, you know, clean this city up.
Has Jordan done something big like that for Chicago?
I don't know.
Not that I know of.
I wonder if he has. Doesn't publicize it.
Because
don't y'all always say that Jay-Z does stuff like that and doesn't say anything? Maybe Jordan's the same
he
way.
Has to, man.
But Jordan has been really about himself and his own profits. He really hasn't been big time in terms of, you know, being philanthropic and all of that type of stuff. That's just not, you know.
Did y'all ever figure out what he did when I brought it up last podcast? He did something. I still can't remember what it was.
Like bad?
No. Good. After LeBron did his thing, he did something else.
Oh, he did something good?
Yeah, I think
he had like a scholarship as well.
Some type of scholarship thing or something. But it was.
Yeah, and a lot of people do the scholarships. But, you know, I think, you know, like I said, Chicago is their go-to talking point. And whenever, you know, they want to bring black people down or denigrate us or trying to counter anything positive, say, oh, but look at Chicago. And that's exactly what Bill O'Reilly did. And he just went to the default, look at Chicago, to get people to listen to him. And it's just like, it's just petty.
It's a scapegoat.
It's weird. It's odd. It's like, why?
It's not weird. It's odd. It's racist.
You know, why are you trying to tear down this man? You know, and what happens, Bill O'Reilly, if he does go to Chicago? Then what you going to do? Then what you going to say next?
He's going
to
be like, oh, well, it took you long enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. So Jordan Brand is giving kids full rides to college, no basketball experience needed.
Good.
It's the thing that he's doing. There's more details here, but we don't have to go through it.
And that's the other thing that I like. Like, we all know that there are a lot of, you know, celebrities and athletes and, you know, even non-celebrities and non-athletes that are out there doing a lot of good things in the world. But what I like and where I feel we're at is that I feel like we're at a point now where it's like, okay, it's action. You know, let's stop talking as much. Let's stop crying about, they're still going to cry on social media, but let's stop doing all of the crying and the bitching and the moan, and let's get out here and do some stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to kind of feel that coming on. That's why, you know, when the guys were out there protesting the anthem, you know, again, it's like, okay, that's been there, done that. You know, let's move on. Let's get out here in these communities and do something. And the guys that are protesting more than likely are in the communities doing stuff. But it's like, it's at this point, it's like, you know, we need to take the next step and let's leave that behind and move forward. And I think, like, as long as you continue to do those type of gestures, you're not, at least in the mind's eye or the people's eye, actively doing anything to change anything. And that's the only way you can actually try to cure the ills of the world when it comes to, you know, minorities. You have to get out there and you have to do what LeBron did. You have to do what Jordan did. And you know, and what Kevin Durant's doing and what Jalen Rose is doing, what all these people are doing out there. So it's about action now, man. I think the you can still be outraged. You can still voice your opinion. But you have to do something. And it starts with the kids, you know, mm-hmm. So.
Well, we'll see what pans out with that. I don't know. I'm really excited to watch the series, though. So there's no word, I guess, on whether it's going to be like 30 minutes, an hour long, like how long it is, or like the exact content that it's going to cover. But I'm definitely excited. So remind me when that comes out, because I probably don't even have Showtime. Oh, wow. So this Louisiana restaurant, this is so embarrassing, dog. Like, this Louisiana restaurant is under fire because I guess there was a white worker who went on Facebook talking about how black people don't tip. And
his name, Chris Dita, something like that.
Chris. He basically was documenting his experience on how black people don't tip and, you know, talking about what he does to people. This kind of confuses me because it's like, do you just assume that somebody's not going to tip and then you do this before? Because it's like, have to give somebody the food first, you know, it's not like you could do this after. So basically this is what his Facebook post says. He says, I'm aware that the blacks don't tip. First of all,
the blacks,
not the blacks.
You already knew where that's coming from.
Already know what time it is.
Right.
Nice new show coming.
I've worked in this. I really want Mike to read this in his Trump voice. But anyways,
Trump voice.
Yes, please. Could you please read it?
I have a Trump.
The Trump supporter.
Just do
voice.
It.
No, just go ahead.
Okay.
Hurry up, nigger.
I've worked in the restaurant business for some time in New Orleans, and that's why they always getting a little something extra in their food. And the best part is watching them eat it. Keep your tip. It was worth it.
It's color purple, right?
Now, somebody said under this, somebody under this was like, not going to ask what the extra was, but I can only imagine and laugh my ass off. Then he comments and says, I have a wide variety of extras depending on the dish and the baboon. Some that do frequent the restaurant without ever tipping get my ultimate secret sauce, which is 50% body fluid and 50% solid waste cooked into your seafood delight. The real joy for me is watching the primate eat it. Like my kitchen staff says, keep your tip. We don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Are we done?
Gotta go see.
Where was this? Where
you
is
gotta
this?
Go see him.
You said, where's this? So I won't go there.
Exactly.
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
So yeah, they were saying it was a specific restaurant in Louisiana. And then I think under the post, like they documented which one it was and like
oh, they broke that down.
Oh yeah, profile, they broke it down for sure.
Social media investigator.
They found the uncle and the auntie.
Social media investigator.
And
they got the PI from social media got on that.
Yeah.
They found everything.
Because you want to know where not to eat, obviously.
Nah, he needs to be seen.
Yeah.
If somebody need to go see that brother. You know.
Brother.
I mean, you know. Yeah. But wow, man.
So who is this the so is that the chef or so obviously it's the chef,
I
right?
Think, I don't know. It might just be my,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
It might just be the worker.
Because I'm thinking like okay, so if it's the chef, like how, you know, like will he know if somebody's not tipping? Oh, well, I guess how you know if it's a black? How do you know if it's a black?
Because he's
person?
Probably not really doing all this. He's just saying this shit. He's clearly a racist piece of shit, but he's posting this. That doesn't mean he's actually doing it. And I don't even think it really matters if he's doing it or not. The guy still needs to get his ass whooped, but I don't know if he's even really doing this. Because if you think about it, what restaurant could he possibly work at where there's only one or two people in the kitchen? Like, can he really go and take a shit and piss in a cup somewhere and then bring it back to the kitchen and put it in somebody's food? Probably not. Probably not.
And my thing is, like, again, like, how do you know that this is a black person unless the waiter is
exactly
telling you that?
Right. Like, who puts black? Well, they might. Maybe they put black person on the ticket or BP or.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
You know?
BP for baboon.
Or yeah, or maybe let's draw like try a little monkey or something.
A little banana.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Damn, man.
Extra banana.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Sick.
See that?
There's plenty of carbs.
Order ribs.
You gotta order ribs.
Oh,
I still don't know if I buy any of them.
Oh, he ordered ribs. Oh yeah, he black.
Damn.
Do white people like ribs?
They do. They love.
Do they? I know they like barbecue, but do they like you like bone on the rib?
Yeah.
Kind of shit.
Yeah, they like. They like.
You know how they sucking the meat off the bone? Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I know your ass do it. I can see you doing it right fucking now.
I would just laugh. You do the.
What's the white barbecue restaurant?
There's a white barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Isn't it like Tony's?
No, there are a lot of white barbecue.
Like Tony's?
What is it called? Yeah, it is. It's called. Is it Shoney's?
Shane's Rib Shack or some shit?
Yep. Shane's Rib Shack is one. But,
I didn't even think. Yeah, it's over on.
Yeah, they got a lot of them in Conyers.
DeKalb Street, right?
Yeah. And what's the other one? Is it Shoney's?
Shane could be black. Do we know Shane's white?
That's white. It's always country ass white people in there.
Interesting.
I think it's Shoney's.
No, Shoney's is a barbecue. Like a
what's the
Denny's
barbecue?
It's not like a strip club.
I don't know. Damn,
you
what
sure
is
it's
the...
not Shane's, dude?
No, Shane's is one. Shane's, Shane's is one, but it's Shane's another one that's been around for ages. It's one that's been around for
I
ages.
I have no idea.
Me either.
How y'all know this barbecue
this is
spot?
It's no, Longhorn.
Not this. This is black.
White.
This is it.
Black as hell.
See, that is so damn black.
The food don't taste black.
No, man. What's the damn?
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean? Really?
That this is it barbecue is not good.
You're the only person right. I've ever met that says that. Every other
am I?
I didn't like
I've
it at first either.
Love, this is it.
I didn't like it at first either.
I think it's white on. I think they
get out of here.
I think this.
I think it's a trick.
I think like
it's
the
secretly
only
white on. Yeah.
No, they black on.
Nah.
It's brothers. They opened the restaurant.
They're brothers.
Man. Yeah, they probably sold it
they
like FUBU did.
They singing and they color.
Give me your rib, boy.
I tell you one that's good. Jim and Nick's is good.
What is that?
That's y'all need to go to, what is it, Fat Max?
Fat Matt Ribs.
I mean, yeah, that's
that sounds
that's
fat.
Like, yo, that's fat definitely Max. Fat Max.
They baked beans.
Fat Max, man. Oh, a shout out. Hey, I got another one. Lil Benny's in Macon.
Let I'm not going
you.
There.
I'm not going to Macon,
I am
bro.
Absolutely
fuck
not
that.
Going there.
If you are in
are
Macon,
you flying
which
me
you
Macon?
Should not be in Macon ever.
If you are in black. Macon, trust
Macon
me.
Hit that spot up.
Macon's garbage. Benny's is the spot.
Don't go to Macon. Don't go to Macon.
You can go to Macon for some Lil Benny's.
Don't go to Macon.
What if I'm driving past Macon?
Don't even don't
if you
don't
drive
even stop.
B is no. Right off the highway.
Don't do it, B.
It's right off the highway. You
don't
just,
do it.
You just get off
that,
the highway.
Is that horrible?
I
told you my story about the Klan and all them showing up to the fucking gas station.
Okay,
don't listen to Cam.
I was in Macon?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I don't even stop for gas in Macon.
Yeah.
I make sure I get
I
gas before
that.
Or after Macon.
I remember you said that.
Fuck Macon as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew.
But the drive alone is trash.
You're going to die for some fucking barbecue. You black as shit.
You're going
to
die.
I was about to say,
barbecue,
I said, damn, you said, make
you
that
take,
sacrifice.
Kid, like, make that sacrifice.
I promise
bro.
You.
Make
that sacrifice. It's worth it.
You know
it's
what I find?
Oh
I think
God.
That, like, the barbecue places.
You like a black?
I don't know. I don't like.
Get some barbecue.
I don't like barbecue places, like, here. I don't know. Like, I like
You might not have been to the right one.
No, if I have to do barbecue here, it's probably going to be like
a lot of good ones.
It sure isn't. But then on top of that, like if I have to get barbecue, it's usually like off the back of somebody's truck at Edgewood or some shit after the club. Like those little like barbecue station thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like those barbecue food trucks, I feel like be hitting.
Yeah, so the food trucks. Yeah.
Cause you can smell them from a mile away and just know what's up.
Stupid. No, I was saying, yeah, that big chain, the barbecue chain is called Shoney's. It is called Shoney's. You've never heard of that.
That's a different place then, but Shoney's is not a barbecue.
It is. It's a barbecue joint. It's a barbecue place.
Yeah, I could have sworn it was.
Shoney's. I thought it was like Denny's.
No, it's
a barbecue place.
It's like Denny's, bro.
It's barbecue, bro.
Ew.
Shoney's is like...
It's a barbecue place.
People go there for breakfast.
Nope. I never even...
Shoney's. You've seen it be. It's a chain. It's a big chain.
I don't remember.
It's gone. That's why you don't see it anymore, because most of...
Well, it's the one in Collier.
No, you only see it like in rural places.
Exactly, because most of them are rural.
They just sell barbecue.
Exactly. It's not a barbecue place, man. It's not.
Wait a minute.
It's like Denny's.
Yeah, that's like a...
Or like Piccadilly or like some kind of shit like that. Like old country cafes.
I could have sworn Shoney's was a bar. Maybe I'm not thinking about...
Exactly. It's like Applebee's.
Yeah, real.
Y'all, what is the worst, like... considered white owned or like white, I guess, food place or whatever that you just feel like you don't know why it's open and you just don't like, you don't understand the demographic of people who go there to keep it open.
I feel like I should have an answer for this.
Like, okay, for example, like I think online a lot of people talk about why the fuck Arby's is still open. Like
people kill Arby's.
Good. Yeah, Arby's is good.
Yeah, whoever's saying that shit, y'all fucking up.
Arby's. I've never.
All you need is meat and cheese.
Man.
That's all you need, bro.
I've never passed an Arby's and been like, damn, I need to turn around and stop there.
Because you're kind of bougie, though.
You are.
You don't like that horse shop.
Arby's used to be bad, but Arby's has done a good job of rebranding themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
the commercials are cute, but...
And doing the menu. Man, but the food menu.
Exactly. And they have a lot of stuff that you can't get in a fast food
like,
setting.
I get the curly fries. Like, I understand that. Doesn't Checkers... Checkers doesn't have curly fries. They're just regular fries.
There's seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, fries. Cool. Whatever. I get the curly fries, but it's like that amount of meat from like a fast food place
they got a little bit more than
on
just,
there. And,
it's more than just the roast beef sandwiches.
Roast beef? Y'all be getting the roast beef sandwiches from Arby's?
Real
yes.
Roast beef.
Yeah. It's like roasted.
It's like liquid. Roasted. Or like it's
yeah.
Liquid.
Like,
you ever seen the videos?
About.
Like it comes out in like a paste almost and they just fry it.
Ooh.
It's not even like, it's not like they have a chunk of meat and they're shaving it back there. Like, it's
then
like
you would, yeah, there's no grain.
Thing.
It's just. Smooth.
I'm telling you, I'll send you the video if you don't believe me.
Send me the video.
He about to send this shit right now.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
If there's no grain and that shit is just smooth,
how you just have
no
more roast beef?
Right.
I didn't say that.
They've been saying that their roast beef is not real roast beef.
I didn't say that.
If your roast beef is smooth, that's questionable.
Correction, the restaurant isn't called Shoney's, it's called Sonny's.
You are still on this.
No, because I knew it was.
Okay, yes, Sonny's I've seen. Sonny's I've seen.
I had to clarify.
No, Sonny's Barbecue.
Sonny's Barbecue, that's a big chain.
I wouldn't eat there either.
Yeah, that's a big chain.
It does not look good at all.
But it's a big chain.
It
looks like Zaxby's could do this if they tried hard enough.
Sonny's has been around for a very long time. So yeah, I knew it was close. Okay. I was close, but yeah Sonny's, not Shoney's.
I just gotta see the logo.
Yeah. Sonny's is that one I was talking about. Yeah.
I seen those.
I would say that my personal worst experience with like what would be considered white people food. I remember when I worked at my dermatologist's office last year, they would always have like, you know, catered lunch or whatever. And there's this place, they would go up for it. Like, I never seen no shit like this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's this place called Chicken Salad Chick.
What?
It's
Chicken Salad Chick?
Yes, that is literally the name of it.
Oh my God.
They had, now let me just tell you, like, basically the whole, I guess, appeal of the restaurant or whatever is like, they have like these small, teeny, like croissant sandwiches, but they're not warm. Like, the croissants are never warm. They're just room temperature or cold. They're sliced in half, and then in the middle is chicken salad or some variation of some mayonnaise crafted meat thing. And like, they literally had this grape salad. I think they literally had like chicken salad
is grape salad.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what you should have known better. If
wait,
it's
like grape
salad. No, wait, wait, wait. Hold on. No, no.
No, it's like grapes and yogurt together.
Yes, it's a dessert. My mama makes it. It's fucking
oh, it's
amazing.
Not a salad.
No, okay,
a
maybe when salad. Your mom got makes you. It. Not fucking it.
Not the Chick-fil-A chicken. Oh,
what's it called?
Chicken salad chick. When I tell you this place, like, oh it God. Pisses me off because it's like, it's rude. I just feel like you would dead ass be hungry and then you go and see that they got chicken salad chick.
It's rude.
Literally, like, I swear to God, they would literally have, like, sandwiches that were, like, cold croissants cut in half, and like they would have like deviled egg remixed mayonnaise. It would just be like, and the white people would just pile it up and just, oh my God,
oh my
this
God,
is
this
so
delectable.
Paul, this is excellent. Oh my God.
This is just delightful.
Just amazing. They had so this, light. They what? Had broccoli salad. It was like,
get the fuck out. Why are you eating this shit?
You should have called the NAACP or some shit.
I should have called the cops.
The fuck out of
yeah. Jesus. I should have called the cops.
Legitimately, it was so fucking bad. And I'm literally like, only yoga moms and like fucking businesses like this are keeping this place open. It's god awful. And it's so funny because my cousin, she's like going into like the medical field or whatever. And she, I think, did like some type of like residency like in Texas, right? And she was out there for a couple of months. Why did she come back? We have not similar career paths at all. But we were talking about places that pissed us off when we ate there. And I brought it up and she was like, bruh, they always ordered that shit at my job like all the time. And it was awful. Like grape salad, broccoli salad, fucking deviled eggs. Yeah. Sandwiches.
That's like some Whole Foods shit.
No. Like, honestly, it was just so much worse. Like, if Whole Foods did it, maybe it would be halfway
I've
decent.
Had their broccoli salad. This shit tastes like
ass.
Yeah, not even good ass.
Ass and hot breath.
Not homeless even good ass.
Not good.
Homeless drunk ass.
So y'all don't have a place like that, that you just have eaten there and you just don't know why it's still open?
Chick-fil-A.
You crazy.
Stop.
No, I'm not. Chick-fil-A.
Come on. Stop. You do too know the demographic of Chick-fil-A.
I understand.
Do you want that's people what to stop listening though. To us forever?
Chick-fil-A, I do not like
I do not
Chick-fil-A.
Condone this.
You don't have to like it, but you understand.
Yeah. What's your
what's good?
It's really white chicken sandwiches.
Like, it's not good.
It's not even like fried chicken, really.
It is fried.
Not
what the
real
hell?
Fried chicken.
Real fried chicken.
What? I'm vegan and I know that. It's not real fried chicken. Come on now.
Might as well.
You know fried chicken.
Fried in the water.
Oh, you're Jamaican. Y'all probably don't fry chicken. Y'all fry like goat and shit, right?
No, we don't.
Do you fry chicken in Jamaica?
Yes.
This is a dead question. Like, real question.
We have KFC in Jamaica and it shits on anything in the States.
Mm. You have KFC in Jamaica?
Yes, and it's
Do they
excellent.
Have like beef patties and shit?
No, but the KFC that I went to in Ecuador had like lentils and salad and rice. Yeah, it was lit. Tough. I mean, they do it based on the demographic.
You can tell like Southern black people fried chicken and then you go
soft.
To Chick-fil-A. It's different.
Yeah.
When I remember that when I ate meat.
The breading is soft.
And you,
right. It's not crispy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't bite into it and hear a...
Yeah, you need
I
to
mean,
hear
that's the lettuce. Breading is different. That doesn't mean it's not fried.
But no, it's not real fried. Like, it's not... You know
it's
what I'm
like
saying.
Baked
come on. Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's like shake and baked.
Yeah.
It's not
oh,
like,
my God.
It's not like it's not, flour yeah. and... You know what I'm saying?
It's not the lump in the lump fried chicken.
Yeah.
The lump in the arm that's cooking the fried chicken.
That's the real fried chicken.
Right.
So, Popeye's is real fried chicken.
Popeye's is
Hell yeah,
chicken.
It
yes.
is.
Put a Popeye's piece of fried chicken
next to
Chick-fil-A, a Wonder Bread. That's a chicken
that's
sandwich.
A chicken sandwich.
Yeah. But Chick-fil-A, I get what he's saying.
That doesn't appeal to everybody, though, I feel like.
But he's saying it appeals to black people, but Chick-fil-A appeals to white people.
Yes, it does.
But
it doesn't make it bad, though.
No,
everybody. I'm not saying it's bad.
No.
I understand why he is.
No. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying he said it was bad.
Because
he said
it
didn't taste
good.
But we're saying the same thing. I can see why he doesn't like it.
It's very plain. It doesn't have any flip. It has little
seasoned.
Flavor. Yeah.
I just love the lemonade. They lemonade.
No, the lemonade is
extra sweet. Sweet.
But.
Fucking shit.
Nah,
you could put
nah.
water in that shit and have lemonade for days.
Thank you. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, the salads. Like, even the salads are not good. Like, the missus used to always go to Chick-fil-A. I was like, stop.
Don't do me. Look,
stop.
I will fight you.
Bring your Chick-fil-A in this house.
Ken.
Their salads
no, let me
are not
tell you something. Let
you
me
must
something.
Forgot she loves Chick-fil-A.
No. Look, let me tell you something. I'm not even a stand for Chick-fil-A like that.
You are standing for
Chick-fil-A. No. Let me explain myself. Let me
explain
myself. Look. You used to judge who?
My kids love Chick-fil-A, man.
All kids love it.
Oh, my God,
you
dude.
Don't do
hell no.
Exactly.
You
see?
For me?
I can tell.
Yeah, I don't love it, but it ain't bad.
I didn't like it when I was a kid either. Like, we had fried chicken. That shit was not fried chicken.
I brought you Chick-fil-A once, and you hated it?
He just didn't say anything. See how nice he is?
He don't even remember. It was at the Artist Factory. No, but can't it eat anything?
They're so nice.
Can't it eat anything, though?
Even if you hate the way it tastes, it's so nice.
Because he will. Like, nothing going wild. Like, that's his whole thing. His whole thing is like,
no food goes to waste in a while. Yeah, I won't be inconsiderate. I can tolerate the food. I can tolerate the food, but I do
Arby's
not like
is better than Chick-fil-A.
Arby's be off the chain. You get some of their menu items there. Arby's got you just haven't eaten
there
in a while.
Slinky ass meat.
Now I'm not talking about the roast beef. I'm telling you, Sophie. Look, I'm a foodie.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you that
they
got a variety of shit.
They got sandwiches,
pita,
market sandwiches,
flatbread sandwiches,
market sandwiches on point.
Bro, they be hooking it up. Arby's be hooking it up.
Yeah, they got some stuff.
Okay, so back to
we have the meats.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, Boston Market. There's one for you.
Ooh, no,
that's disgusting.
Good.
I had that before I went vegetarian.
That
it was
man. I had Boston Market. I was like, what the?
Like, this is stuffing, says no. Who the fuck told this stuffing?
Yes, Boston Market is definitely
one.
I don't know.
I like the rotisserie.
I hate Subway.
I like the rotisserie.
I fuck with Subway.
Subway's nasty.
Subway's broke. You drunk as shit. Subway works.
I would throw up, like legit. It's cold.
I'm surprised Quiznos still open.
Quiznos is nasty.
Is it still open?
Quiznos is better than Subway. Disgusting.
Quiznos is nasty.
Better than Subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went all off topic.
What's that new? It's a new deli. It's a new sub place.
Jason's Deli?
Not Jason's Deli.
That sounds gross.
Jason's Deli.
God dang it.
It's all right. They got
hold on. I'm going to have to
extra white. We got to move on.
Yeah, we do. We've been talking about food for like an hour.
We were from Reason.
Leave it up to some niggas, right?
Right. We some fat motherfuckers, bro.
Was that all the topics anyway? Or
no, that's one more, I think.
There's one more?
Two more. We don't have to do them.
Best one while Kenya's looking up this sub place that nobody want to go to.
Well, one is messy. Really one is messy and one is, well, they're both kind of messy depending on how it wants to go. You want to talk about Nicki Minaj?
Not really.
Okay, great. So
that's just me. You ain't got to listen to me.
I mean,
I never want to talk about Nicki Minaj.
But you started smiling.
I don't think anybody wants to.
Was she indeed?
We're going to be talking about her anyway, so.
Are we?
I guess. I feel like we have to do the review, right?
Good luck.
She has now.
Jersey Mike's. I'm sorry.
Jersey
Mike's.
Never.
You don't like them?
No, they're plain.
I like it, though.
Subway. I feel you.
I like them better than Subway, though.
Subway's nasty. Subway's garbage.
Yeah, y'all.
And last but not least, I'm sorry, this is it. Jet's Pizza can eat. Eat a dick.
Who?
Jet's Pizza.
Jet's Pizza.
I've heard of them.
It's fancy. It's not even fancy. It's actually like watered down breadsticks.
It is.
And it's not even, I swear to God, the first time I had Jet's Pizza, the dough wasn't even like all the way like heated. I'm sorry. That shit was fucking nasty as hell.
I don't even talk about this.
It's really gross.
Y'all remember CeCe's Pizza?
That was the joint.
I used to fuck CeCe's up.
Yeah. I used to fuck CeCe's up too. Yeah. I did.
You got
sorry.
That motherfucking value, bitch.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not the best.
It's not good. It's not even good. It ain't even good.
It's good, but it's not good.
Like good, but not
good. It's good, but it ain't quality.
It's not quality.
Yeah, it's not quality.
I guess that's what. But for the price, we used to fuck CeCe's.
Is Little Caesars like the new CeCe's? No, yeah,
CeCe's was around.
Doesn't compare.
It's a buffet.
CeCe's pizza was like the Taco Bell of pizza.
Yeah,
yes.
Like it wasn't good, but it was good enough.
Damn, I remember when Golden Corral was that bitch.
No, I don't remember that.
Ew, good time.
Golden Corral is still legit.
Oh, it's still hitting on something.
Yeah.
Mm. Can't relate. I'm too bougie for that. Oh, okay. So I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I really don't know much about this shit, but we just gonna ride it out. Okay, so Nicki Minaj announces new radio show. Why? You know, there's a lot of questions that I have about this, but anyways, I guess she, you know, wants to come up with she came out with her album Queen already. And it dropped on Friday. Mm-hmm. But this is the thing. Wow. So you know how this whole release has been kind of like all the fuck over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, she teamed up with she teamed up with 69 Tekashi
69
69
boys. That would be some tight shit.
That would have been off the chain.
I might just get somebody an idea.
Hey,
man.
We need to hit her up. Probably. Nick, you need to hit her up. She's nine, boy.
You do. You do. And 95 South.
Yes.
Bring it all back. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good. So anyways, she came out with this radio thing to, I guess, announce her album. But it was just very weird. Because I saw, like, reviews or whatever, or people's opinions on it. And they were saying, you know, I feel like Nicki tried to, like, have this, like, woman. Okay, so basically what she ended up doing was she brought everybody, she invited people to, like, her studio or whatever. And it was just kind of like the bad bitches of Instagram, I guess, all linked up to, like, support her album release. But she ended up not even dropping it the night that she invited everybody there because, I guess, the label said that they didn't want to do it until Friday the next day.
Yeah, I saw something like that.
Something like that. I don't really, it just seemed kind of messy. I wasn't paying attention to it because I didn't care that much. I knew I was going to listen to it after the hype kind of died down anyways. But it just seemed weird to me. And, you know, people were, their thoughts on it was basically like, you know, I think she's trying to have this moment where she tries to bring women together and have this discussion about hip hop almost. But instead of having, you know, like other women in rap or, you know, women in general there who could give their thoughts on the music industry, it was just kind of like bad bitches of Instagram link up. Like, it was just this really, really messy way that she went about, like, doing her debut, and it ended up not even debuting that night. It did. It, I think it came out like the next day around,
it's like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like 9 Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 12 our time. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Po Nicki.
I don't know. It just seems like a mess.
She's off. It's just probably just something just to help promote the album, though, right?
I
think she's just off.
No, I mean, it wasn't even like a stunt, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed kind of like
poor planning, poor organizing.
Yeah, like she was hitting up like beauty influencers, like, hey, girl, come through tonight. And it was just like
trying to be other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, like, let's link up and take pictures together. You're a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. We're all bad bitches. Like, what? It just doesn't seem.
You can be a bad bitch too.
Yeah, you could be a bad bitch too. Like, what do you? It just doesn't seem like there's any content with, like, or point or reasoning behind it.
Has the show come out yet?
I guess.
So nobody listened to it yet.
I mean,
well, it said it premiered. It said it premiered on August 9th at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? I don't get it. Why?
Well,
is
I guess I was just confused
it?
About what she was talking about on the show because nobody really knows. Well, I don't.
Well, nobody's watched it. So how are we shitting on the show? We haven't even seen it yet. She invited a bunch of chicks from Instagram and they talk. I mean, how's that any different than any other garbagey show that's on television?
I think this just went along with the whole record dropping.
I just don't know the content.
I think it's the idea of inviting just some random IG
pretty girls,
models.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to, I think, industry people that can speak on those topics.
Or actually have a reason to be on your radio show.
Why would you? Okay, we're not industry people, and people would rather hear us than a lot of industry people. Why would you want to hear industry people talking about the industry as opposed to your everyday person, like, criticizing?
I think it's different, Mike. I think it's like if you were to have just 6 models that didn't really know each other get on a podcast and talk about nothing.
How do we know they're talking about nothing? We haven't heard it. This seems really sexist to me.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. We're like, oh, this is just a bunch of models getting on this show. We haven't heard word one, and we automatically assume they're talking about nothing. That's really unfair.
Well, I haven't listened to the show, but I think that it had already debuted. Like,
okay.
And so with the content that I was seeing and the reviews that people were saying, because they had listened to it, I didn't. They were just saying, like, it doesn't seem like they're talking about much of anything. Like,
either do we. We don't talk about anything. We just talk about random shit.
I think for me, I was more caught up in just how sloppy the rollout was.
Yeah.
That was it. So,
but why though?
Yeah,
like, why is it? Yeah. I guess,
like,
it's just
like, why does it matter?
Yeah, why does it matter? I don't think it matters.
Like, again, I look it back with us. Like, our rollouts aren't always fucking fantastic. But the shit's good.
But on somebody's on Nicki's caliber, when you've been promoting and prepping people to drop this album, it sounds like you had this idea of, you know, I'm gonna debut this show with these people, and okay, then the album's gonna drop. It's just like the execution was just off with Nicki.
That doesn't mean the show's gonna be bad. I'm not even saying the show's gonna be good.
I don't know about the show.
I have no idea.
Looking at, and it's just me, like, when I was on Twitter, mm-hmm, just seeing, like, you know, of course, Nicki was trending, and then I saw album was supposed to premiere at 9 a.m., and I'm like, what the hell? Then it was about the show. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, we all knew the album was dropping Friday, and I didn't know that there were all these extra added elements that was attached to it that's supposed to leading to this big, oh, my album is out. Like, everything behind this, her dropping this album has been a hot mess in terms of what Nicki has been doing.
Yeah, I mean, she's throwing stuff out there.
Yeah, I guess my really is. My issue,
because don't she has like a Snapchat filter for Queen or something like that?
I'm sure she does.
Yeah. What'd you say? Sure, she does. The people, that's a thing.
I
now?
Mean, just in terms of marketing, just saying, why not?
People do that now.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, in my opinion, I think it was probably because if she knows that a lot of pretty girls are going to be at the studio, why not have a Snapchat filter? And then people, you know, it's like marketing for their following or whatever. I mean, I get that. But I guess my whole thing is when I read up on it and she said that she was, you know, debuting the show or whatever, and she was going to start off with like a live Q&A or whatever. It just, I guess it, to me, it just seemed like, what is the content around the show? Like, I just don't. Is it going to be, is it like a series? Is it like 10 episodes? Like, cause I know it's like with Beats One or whatever. Like, I just don't know what, like, is she now like a talk show host? Like, I'm just.
Probably. That might not be a bad idea. Everybody's getting Beats giving everybody shows.
Yeah. Why don't y'all just watch it? I don't understand.
Drake has a radio show on there. Travis Scott, does
Drake actually like get on and host and stuff?
He used to. And now I don't think he's on it anymore. Questlove has something on Pandora. It's like, it's a move. It's a thing. It's a thing to have like talk shows. Hmm.
I just think it's just part of the rollout. It's not even something that's gonna last. I don't think it was just
part of the album rollout.
I think it's just part of the album rollout.
Gonna be doing.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that.
Show.
Y'all sound like haters.
No, it's not hating. It may be, like you said, it may be good. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that to say that it's not good.
Oh, I'm gonna listen
to it. I just can't imagine it being an ongoing thing. I think it just has something to do with the rollout.
You been hating all morning, bro. You hating on Issa, now you hating on Nicki. What's your deal, man? You don't like women?
I hate obviously.
Look, I'm trying to get Rod in trouble again. He's been scot-free for too long.
I have been. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't either.
I have been. I've been safe. I guess I haven't been as opinionated as much as
you would like.
I don't know. Maybe just the type of topics that we've had hasn't been.
And nothing triggered you yet.
Yeah, nothing's triggered me yet.
Man, I got something for y'all, man.
Oh,
let's
Sophie.
I saw this on shout out to is at Lukey Cage on I getting everywhere. So he posted this, and this is like a thing, right? So we've all have eaten cereal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can already tell you how I do it, but go ahead.
So what is it? How do you guys put your cereal in? Is it the milk first and then the cereal?
Who the fuck puts milk in first?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Cereal first.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
And you pour the milk over the cereal.
Come on, man.
No. Actually, I do it. Sorry.
You put milk in your cereal?
Yeah, I do.
Bro, there's a real debate going on about this.
I do.
That's a stupid debate.
That is. It really is.
That doesn't make any sense.
People do it the other way around.
I've never heard of that.
But your milk can overflow if you
exactly.
What?
That's some cereal killer shit.
Your milk can overflow. Like, if you don't know how much
milk to a cereal ratio you need.
Cereal in first, you have, as you
know how much
you
know
when to stop. Okay, this is enough.
Yeah.
But that's like just common sense, it seems like.
Apparently it's not. So why do you do it that way?
Well, I do it because I like my... Shut up. Shut up. I do it because I like my milk kind of like warm, but I don't want my cereal like soggy.
You want warm milk in your cereal?
Not like hot.
Is this a cultural thing?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I just don't
I've never heard that before.
I just don't like super cold milk.
Hmm. I wonder.
I don't like super cold milk.
Do your parents do it that way too?
I don't. My parents don't be eating cereal. They be eating like oatmeal and shit. So, but anyways, oatmeal.
So what is it? Okay. So what is? Oh, so you pour the milk and let it sit for a while. I'm trying to understand what's up. Is it a process?
Not sit out in the sun, my nigga. Like
room temperature milk as opposed to cold.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you pour it and let it sit?
Right.
I literally will take my I take out my milk and then I take out my bowl. And then I pour, kind of eyeball it because I don't like too much milk because I don't like, you know, shit being left over or whatever. Anyways,
this
and then
hilarious.
And then I put it in the microwave for like maybe like 20 seconds. Wow.
You're lying.
I'm so serious.
Oh, you are definitely a serial killer. you have definitely killed puppies at some point
in
your life.
No, I haven't.
You have.
It
you
was
don't
not
remember
because
you blocked it out because that's what they do. That's weird as fuck.
And then
microwave your milk before you put cereal in it.
Yeah. And then I put
Ew.
My.
Yeah.
And then I pour my cereal in there, and then you know it kind of like floats at the top or whatever.
Yeah, it floats.
That is so disgusting. Because the milk is hot, and the cereal's trying to get out of the bowl.
Yeah, I know.
and then I eat it really quickly.
That is so nasty.
Yeah, I have to eat it within like 10 minutes, or else it'll get soggy.
Damn!
Wow,
that is the sickest thing I've ever heard.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, we do, but this right here is just like
warm milk cereal.
Yeah, I don't know why you brought this up.
Damn, like.
That's disgusting.
Sorry. Damn, let people be different.
No.
Shut up.
No.
That's not different.
That's like, different. That's criminal.
It is. Because you know what? I always felt that cereal tasted best with the coldest of milk.
It does. And let me tell you why it doesn't. Because it's like the same thing with alcohol. Like when you have really, really cold alcohol and you can't taste it all the way. I personally don't care to taste alcohol. I'm just saying, don't look. Let
so,
me finish.
No. But I'm just saying. So you drink your drinks with room temperature alcohol. You don't prefer alcohol being cold?
I just said that.
I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, he's just making sure that you're crazy.
I want to make
crazy
sure
statement
what
is actually
here.
What you're saying.
Exactly.
No, what I'm saying, like me personally, I don't like to taste alcohol. But if you do want to taste something, it's proven that you should have it room temperature or warm.
Well,
it's the same with sake. It's the same with like room temperature alcohol and stuff like that. If you actually like want to taste it because it's been, you know, whatever.
I mean, I drink room temperature whiskey, but like I don't. I wouldn't go to a bar and be like, "Oh, I want that to be warm." Put some ice in the shit.
That's why I personally don't like sake, because I don't like tasting the actual alcohol, like the rice and stuff that they grind it up
Sake's
with.
Sake's good. You crazy?
I personally don't like it. I mean, I've had okay ones, but it's not my preference.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Well, questions? Tweet us.
You kill puppies.
Leave a comment. Let us know how you do your cereal.
Please don't.
As it turns out, all of us here except Sophie are normal.
Yep.
y'all are just mad. You should try it. It's really good.
Don't lie.
Especially in winter. Y'all drink cold cereal in winter?
It's not drinking. My stomach hurt.
It's not drinking it. It's just in your
seat. Wait a minute.
It's right.
I got a question. Do y'all use cow milk?
Well, I don't. What kind of milk?
I don't. Yikes. I used to, but now I use
Ever since he heard J. Cole, he uses almond milk.
What do you use?
I use almond milk because I don't drink
almond milk.
Almond
milk is good right now.
Oh, yeah. Actually, canceled. Yeah. I don't like almonds. What do you use?
Almond milk.
Sorry, that's canceled. I hate almonds.
But it don't taste like almonds. Just like cow's milk and tastes like beef.
Soy milk is delicious.
But if it did, though.
Questions.
Beef flavored milk.
That is disgusting.
You, he would mix that shit in his coffee, dog.
I'm drinking steak right now.
Where the A1 at? I just say A1 in this bitch.
I'm on another level, baby.
This is really fucking gross. This is really gross. Please get us a question. Y'all
think about almond milk
today.
Though. But I heard almond milk has a recall though, because it has dairy in it.
It was one brand. It was Almond Breeze.
Yeah.
I don't drink them anyway. I drink
I don't either.
I drink the Walmart brand.
No, I know
it's
cheap.
Yeah,
no,
it's like good, $2.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's good though.
I've tried almond milk while Sophie's doing questions. It's cool. But
especially the vanilla. Oh, well.
Yeah,
sorry.
Vanilla sweetened.
Sorry.
That's the shit.
Not almond. Yeah. Soy.
No, don't drink soy milk.
Soy milk.
Men shouldn't have that anyway.
Why? Because of your sperm or something?
No, it's got higher levels of estrogen than men are supposed to have. No, this is like a health thing. It's not like some, you're going to be a pussy if you drink soy milk. No,
so what, like, you have to like shave less or something?
No, we're not. Men aren't supposed to have higher levels of estrogen. It doesn't. Never mind. Just look it up.
Okay.
Because people are going. You're going to try and make it seem like I'm being like.
No.
I'm being crazy.
No.
You already think I'm crazy anyway. But I promise you, it's like a doctor thing. Like, you're not supposed to have these high levels of estrogen because it fucks with your body chemistry. Mm-hmm. So the doctors say that you should not, like, as a man, you should not have a lot of tofu, like too much.
Huh.
Or thank drink you, too
Mike.
Much soy milk.
I didn't know that, Mike.
I was about to say thank you, too.
I appreciate it, because I don't need to be walking around switching.
You know what?
Wow.
Stop.
That's what Mike didn't want to happen.
Stop. Right.
That's exactly what Mike didn't want to happen.
What? For the record, Mike is the only one that's not laughing.
Oh my God.
I've been drinking all this soy milk. I'm trying to get healthy.
I got a different pep in his stuff.
Oh my God. No, you did not.
He just Rod's place.
No, you did not just say
you're
that.
You're going to pay for
that I'm
one.
I'm sad, B. Why can't switch it?
Oh, shit.
That's hilarious, though. Go ahead, Sophie. Why are these questions like going?
Okay. All right. So, we have a question from Give me a guy name.
Brad.
Alvin.
Alvin. Great. So Alvin has a question, and he says, hello, crew. I just have a question regarding my personal
life. Hey, Alvin.
All right. I just have a question regarding my personal life. I'm a 25-year-old college graduate, and I've never kissed a girl or had a girlfriend.
Woo! Why are you laughing at him like that, Mike?
Stop.
Right. Y'all ain't right.
This is what you don't write about. Stop.
What's wrong with him?
It's a human reaction.
What's wrong? He got one eye. What's wrong with him?
Fetty Wap got like 10 kids, so don't do that.
Say what now?
Fetty Wap got like 10 kids.
No, I'm okay. Fetty Wap got a big ass rich, big, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's rich. The only reason Fetty Wap
has kids is because he's rich. You haven't heard shit about him. Damn.
I've heard enough.
All right.
We know he ain't got Fetty Wap bank account.
All right.
Because he ain't ever kissed nobody.
Does Fetty Wap even have Fetty Wap's bank account? Because yes. Why do so many...
He got something.
He clearly got something that I don't know about because...
And can't see eye to eye with him.
Okay. Wow. It seems like the hardest thing to figure out in life is to find one. I think there should be a comma here. Growing up, my mom was a strict parent. I never really felt loved, and my father wasn't in the household. I don't think I'm super ugly. I have good hygiene, and I can talk to people easily about almost any subjects. When it comes to dating girls, it seems like I ignorant in choosing one to go to after... What?
Bruh.
What? Okay, sorry.
Accidentally kiss a girl. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What kind of
Ken,
shit
please.
Is that? You fucked up again.
I know, right?
You're hella far from the mic already.
Excuse me. He needs to be farther.
You know what? Yeah, just get out of the room. please. Sorry, okay. When it comes to dating girls, it seems like I'm ignorant in choosing one to go after and purse? How pursue. To act,
pursue
yeah. and pursue and how to act. Okay. My friends tell me to treat women.
Christ, just don't write them a note.
Sorry.
Right.
Because that might be the problem. Be
right.
Okay.
Do you lick me, chest? Yes. Check yes or no.
Stop.
Do you lick me?
He can't even spell love, brother.
Stop.
Do you lick me? Check yes or no. Girl be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
Okay, let me just finish. Damn. Okay. My friends tell me to treat women bad and not to be a sucker, but I really am clueless on how to get a girlfriend. I approach women and talk to them, but I always get rejected, so maybe I'm not meant to be in a relationship. My friends always joke about how I only have had sex once.
And he came out of his mama's vagina.
Right.
That was so good.
Sorry,
that's what I was thinking.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking too.
I didn't mean to snort.
Yes, okay. You did.
This isn't real, man.
It can't be.
Y'all need to stop this fake shit. What in the world?
What is going on?
I thought he hadn't been with a, like, what is it?
You
have you or have you not?
I guarantee you only have sex once. It's a joke.
I'm sorry.
Oh. You ever heard that?
No.
Oh my God.
Because you're not. Because you're not. You're right.
I'm sorry.
Sophie dead, right?
Sophie is gone.
As
right
dead
now.
As this man's sex life.
I'm sorry.
I ain't never seen something like that. That's hilarious.
Oh, this is sad.
I can't finish. Okay.
I'm sorry, Alvin. We're trying,
bro. Sorry. Okay. My God. My We're makeup trying. Is fucking fried. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just the fact that it was this long ass run on sentence with the plot twist that killed me. Okay. But I always get rejected. So maybe I'm just not meant to be in a relationship. My friends always joke about how I only have had sex once. And that was with a lady I paid to lose my virginity.
Let me finish. He must have paid for that.
I don't know what is wrong with me. I see poor people, ugly people. Damn. Wow. This is rude. And fat people in relationships. Oh, and people nerdier than me. So I don't know what I'm missing. Okay.
That's it? Yeah, where's the plot twist?
I guess this is the part where we're supposed to answer.
That was the end. Oh, that was the end?
That was
the end. What does he want us to do?
I'm sorry, I'm
what do you want us to do, Alvin?
I don't know how to help this brother.
There's no help.
You know what? Dang. I have questions for him, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Jeez. So he's never kissed a girl. So during sex.
No, he paid.
Yeah, you don't kiss hookers.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
What?
I don't know.
You don't kiss jump offs. Like, what are you talking about?
You probably never had a jump off. You're not like that. But I mean, if you had like a one night, I'm assuming, I don't want to think about this. And I don't want you to answer the question. If you've had like a one night stand, I mean, a lot of people, they don't kiss
during sex.
Nah.
Oh, no.
You kiss your significant other.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But
just, y'all really be doing that dumb shit?
Do what dumb shit?
Oh,
what dumb shit?
Nothing.
Kissing or fucking? What part's dumb? What is going on right now?
Sorry.
He was asking a question.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just thought everybody kissed everybody.
No.
Nah.
No. You don't kiss. No.
You need discretion.
If they go in for a kiss and you just reject them?
Nah.
No, but I guess as a dude, you don't go in there trying to, you know, open your mouth for kissing. Like, you don't initiate that type of physical contact.
Is it because you think it's like too intimate or some shit?
For me,
kissing is more intimate than sex.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Y'all weird.
I think kissing is more intimate than sex.
It is.
It's probably because y'all got dicks or some shit. Because I just feel like that's a different conversation.
That's a big reason.
I don't know. Big reason. You heard him.
A little friction and you good down there.
A little what?
A little friction and y'all good down there.
Women, what does that mean?
A lot of women can't relate.
Huh?
Anyways.
No, please expound. I want to know what you're saying.
A little friction down there, we're good.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I really don't feel like it takes that much to get guys off. So that,
okay, that's a fact.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Is that supposed to be an insult? Like, don't get mad at me because I finished nice and easy. Blame yourself.
Yeah. Anyways.
Alvin.
Slick.
What y'all gonna do for Alvin?
We can't do nothing. We can't do nothing.
We gotta help
Alvin.
This man.
We can't.
Is that a real story? Is that a real story?
Yeah,
it sounds fake.
I just want to know why he doesn't have like a question.
He does have a question.
It's a very clear question.
He's saying like, what is wrong with him? What
First
is wrong
of all,
with him?
There's nothing wrong.
You're right, grammar.
With fat go to people grammarly.com. That is offensive.
Yeah, fat people ugly. Who are you to say somebody's ugly?
Right.
At least, I mean, they're out there kissing people, so
right.
Maybe you got a funhouse mirror in your house, bro.
You're stupid.
I mean, you're the last person should be insulting people. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
If you ain't kissed anybody, the last thing you need to be doing is to do that.
He's like,
you got some problems,
he's
bro.
What?
You got some issues.
What is he?
Oh man, like, I lost it.
Not kissed anybody.
Yeah, I mean,
that's, you start kissing bitter. People he's when you're young.
Yeah. He's bitter. Definitely bitter.
You know who he sounds like a little bit?
Who?
Oh yeah. Okay, we gotta edit that name.
Gotta edit that out. Okay. FIFO.
I'm sorry.
You believe it if you want.
No, I ain't doing that.
He definitely he 100%. He's 100% correct.
But he was just like that with a certain type of women, right?
He's like that with every woman because he can't get none.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this guy sounds like. He's mad because he can't get
like,
none.
Real like withdrawn or something like that.
This
like,
guy. He's bitter though. He's super.
He's just.
But I'm just saying, like, even if
Khan has some.
What game? I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah,
we don't.
I think the whole like attracting women has a lot to do with personality. We don't know how, you know, his personality is because there are certain things that you can do to overcome certain things, but we don't know anything like that about him outside of that his grammar is bad.
He's like a dick, to be
honest.
Yeah,
he does. He does not seem like a very nice person.
He might
person.
Be socially awkward or something.
I mean,
you can still get a girl because
look, you don't have to be a comedian to, you know, at least throw a joke or make somebody laugh.
Right.
He don't sound like he can do that because I'm not the funniest guy, but shit, I can say some shit to make
like
you
Dwight
right. To smile or
maybe
something.
Maybe with his mother like being strict.
25-year-old college graduate. Do you know how many girls are running around campus as a freshman just giving that thing away? And you can't even get a kiss?
You know what? I think that maybe you got to go back to basics. And, you know,
I'm just saying they walk on campus without panties on. Like, somebody.
What that mean, though,
that
man?
Means that somebody somewhere.
I feel you, but obviously it's not him. And he's not going to be getting those type of chicks, dog. Like, come on.
Like somebody giving up that ass. No.
Somebody.
No,
somebody.
Somebody's always giving up ass, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to catch it.
Well,
he has to work for his.
And we might not be like, giving it up to you. The fuck?
That's exactly. Where
exactly.
Like, what the hell?
You act like just because a woman wants to have sex, that means she's going to have sex with any fucking dick that's around. That's,
exactly.
Exactly.
She can choose.
That's just like the
there are some.
Yes.
There
I know where
are.
You're going
to
go.
You know what I'm about to fucking say.
I know
say.
Where you're going
to
go.
What am I about to say?
You about to talk about that meme.
What meme?
You didn't see the meme?
I don't know. You haven't okay. said it yet.
Yeah, so I'll say it, but I'm just off. I thought we was in the same page.
We might be. I'm okay. not sure.
So it was a meme out there that says men mess with who they can and women mess with who they
want. I was not about to talk
okay,
about that.
Who they that's want. Cool. Yeah. So they could choose what penis they want.
Right.
And we just we take what we can. Get, yeah. But you know, the equalizer to that is that men choose who they want to marry, not women.
But it's like, then again.
So what were you about to say?
Yeah.
What were you?
No, I was about to say it's like when people say like, there's so many guys in your DMs, but you still lonely though. Like, bitch, just because it's a whole bunch of random stranger niggas that want to fuck me for no reason, like that don't mean that I want to have, like, I don't want to have shit to do with you. Like, I don't know you. So yeah, it's the same concept.
But no, I think what he got to do, man. Look, you got to court. You know what I'm saying? I think you got to work on trying to figure out what you could do to make a woman smile or laugh. Because it like just from the message, if I'm taking anything from the message in terms of how you are, it don't seem like you can make people smile or laugh. And I think that's major. That's a major key. It just sounds like he's off in that way.
Like
Alvin.
Damn, Alvin.
I think he's just like, you know, you just got to put yourself in the right situation is what it sounds like. I mean, maybe you're not in the right places to pick up women. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. Like, you need to find somewhere like, I don't know, like, I don't know.
If he talks like he writes.
Yeah. That's what I was just looking at. Like,
don't
so.
Say that.
What?
It's not nice.
You need to find somebody that has common interests as you.
I think how he's a perfect. Mean? Well,
he's ugly.
He could be ugly.
He could be, but we don't.
He said I'm not super that's not, ugly, so yeah. I think he thinks he's.
But even
ugly.
If he's still,
anybody's gonna
I
say
I don't like calling people that, ugly, but I'm saying.
Well,
like,
no, he's saying that I'm not super ugly, so it sounds like
he's kind of ugly.
He's moderately ugly.
It sounds like he's not attractive,
right? So maybe that's probably the problem. He might just have really low self esteem.
Yeah,
he might be one of those kind of guys that has like he knows he's not the most attractive guy in the room, but he still has these like standards.
Right.
Oh, I'm not gonna date.
And that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's why I say you might need to, not necessarily lower your standards, but get around people, like-minded people like yourself. Like, I don't know if you, I don't know if you're in the comment.
Because he said his parents are real strict.
Don't lower your
up,
standards.
Right?
Lower your fucking standards.
Don't lower your
Look,
standards.
A lot of these people that I know, they don't understand that you are supposed to date people that are in your own bucket. And these people will like look and they'll see like these ideal women. Oh, I want this skinny girl with big boobs, blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
But you need to understand that that's not the caliber of woman that you're going to get.
I'm sorry. You know what? When I said don't lower your standards, I was talking to women. But yeah.
I'm talking to Alvin.
Yeah. Lower your standards.
Alvin with the bad grammar.
Sorry.
Lower your standards. For Maybe sure. that's the problem. Maybe
that's
you need to readjust, like reset what you think you're supposed to find attractive. Like maybe
But I think it's beyond it. He hasn't even kissed a woman.
Because he might be ignoring the ones that actually want to kiss him.
Like strict parents, you know?
I kiss plenty of women.
So you think he's ignoring women?
I think he might not even be paying attention. Like there might be, you've seen those movies where it's like the nerdy girl likes good looking guy and the guy just doesn't even know.
Of course.
And at the end of the movie, he finally realizes I had no idea.
Yeah, you love me.
Right. And it's happily ever after. It might be those type of situations. He might have girls around him. And he's just not even paying attention. Yeah.
There's somebody for everybody, man.
No, there is, but
find you a blind chick.
I don't
get you a Helen Keller.
I don't get that vibe off of him.
What you mean? What vibe?
I don't get that vibe. Because
what, that he's attractive?
No. What I'm saying is, I don't think he has women around him like that. And I don't think that he is ignoring women. I genuinely think that he hasn't had an opportunity. Exactly.
He's at college. He said nerdy.
Didn't he say graduate?
Yeah.
But I don't think he's ignoring chicks, though.
College graduate.
Okay. You might be right.
You might be, but I think Mike is on to something with like the whole like,
resetting expectations, I'm with you there. The resetting of the expectations, 1,000%. Right. But I don't think that there's women that he could have done something with.
Practice before the game.
I get you. What'd you say?
Start wearing cologne.
No.
Seriously.
That's not
He said he has good hygiene.
He says he thinks he has good hygiene. Maybe your breath stinks.
No, I'm not saying that he stinks. I'm just saying it helps if you smell noticeably better.
If he is like he is when he writes here, and he's not the most attractive guy in the world, I don't give a fuck what he's wearing.
He definitely cologne needs helps, more periods though. And commas in
cologne
his life.
Will make you stop.
He might
cologne
not.
Cologne will make you think.
Yeah, it make you think for a minute, but you're not going to be like, oh, here's fucking Rocky Dennis over here. I'm going to go fucking holler at him.
I mean, no.
You're going to keep going.
It's a little factors.
He needs a personality. Maybe his personality sucks.
Start wearing some cologne. Start, you know, don't be a dick. Be nice.
Start there.
But some girls like dicks, though.
Well, that's what they were telling them.
I know what you mean.
That's what they were telling them, to be mean and stop being the sucker.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, they did say that.
But even if you could be sucker, nice. You should have like had a kiss.
And then you get walked all over.
Yeah, but I'm not telling him to be too nice. Maybe he's just not being nice at all. Like maybe he's that guy that doesn't really talk to women.
Like yeah, like jaded or some shit.
Yeah, maybe he's just in the corner. He's not really putting himself out there.
Or it could be the opposite, and he's doing the most. Like
could be.
You know, like. Oh my God, she's breathing in my direction. What do I do? Like, calm yourself.
I'm going to look up on Facebook, see if I can find his picture.
Oh my God. I'm going to see what he looks like. Stop. This is some catfish shit.
No, it ain't.
Hold on. He investigated like me.
Yeah.
Like, just look him up.
I just think that even as a young kid, like, you just get end up just in the neighborhood, you end up kissing, like, beautiful the girl around, the you know, like, around the next door. Some shit. Like, I just don't understand how this is even happening.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do about that. Wear some cologne. Yeah, that's my advice.
Hey, he said,
making the man smell good is not really going
to
help.
But he at least it'll start up conversation like, damn, what are you wearing? Though. I want my nigga to put that shit on.
That is fucked up.
I'll be asking that question though sometimes. Good.
I want my man to smell like that.
Yeah, dead ass.
Jacquard Noir.
Or that juke
he better
that
not you, be asked. You're talking about. He better not be asked. That's
my dad used to wear juke. Hell no.
Yeah, this is sad. Austin, yeah, we can't help
Alvin.
You.
Alvin.
Alvin. Whatever Alvin. The fuck. It don't matter
not
what his name
Austin.
Is. It really doesn't matter what his name is. We can't help you, bro. You need to work on your personality.
Just pay somebody.
Yeah, or just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what? Maybe he should, because if he pays enough women, maybe that'll get him in the practice. And then maybe he'll start.
Practice of what?
I don't know.
It's a kiss. You can pay somebody to kiss?
Yeah, you can pay him to kiss.
Whoa. I feel like we are so missing the point.
No, he's missing the point.
Ew. So you just want to pay a chick to practice to kiss?
He might need that. He's fucking 42 and
hey,
kiss
it's
nobody.
A man, don't underestimate.
Or find a cousin.
No.
Kiss a cousin.
Oh, y'all talking shit about Kanye, but he can go do it?
Can.
Kiss a cousin.
Kissing cousins.
Oh, please.
Okay. People so Kanye can't kiss before. A sister, but you can kiss a cousin.
I'm just saying, Alvin needs
when
help.
You're like three.
Cousin is blood, too. That's,
thank you.
Exactly.
That's worse.
Cousin
he's
is blood.
He's delayed. Yeah. So he needs to go find a cousin. He probably got some cousins.
At 25 years old.
25.
At 25. Kiss some 30-year-old cousin.
That's dude said he's 25 years old.
What's wrong with you?
That's disgusting.
What's wrong with him?
We don't know a lot. Apparently,
yeah.
But
so
don't be going to kissing cousins.
He got to do something, Mike.
Not kiss a cousin.
Yes, he does.
Go kiss a prostitute.
He said he hasn't kissed a girl.
Kiss the back of your hand.
No, it doesn't work.
He said he hasn't kissed a girl.
I get you, but do not go and ask your goddamn grown ass cousins if you can kiss them.
You got to ask your cousin.
Don't you do that,
at this point, you got to ask your cousin.
No. Just take a shot.
Who else?
No.
Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot, man. This is family.
Cousin?
Family matter.
No.
Hey, yo, help a brother out.
Stop.
Y'all are gross.
That's literally
gross.
That's gross.
This man need to get this shit out.
Cousin can at
kissing
25
cousin.
Years old.
Kissing cousins.
Y'all are gross. No,
kissing
man.
Cousins.
No.
Right, everybody kissing cousins.
Bad are we advice, Ken, just has struck cousin. Again.
Wait a minute.
Are we finished or are we done?
So you can kiss your sister, but you can't kiss your cousin?
What? That's not my sister.
Okay, whatever.
I can kiss my sister-in-law.
Next question.
I can fuck the shit out my sister-in-law. I'm not kissing my own cousin. Ew.
You can kiss. Call your cousin, bro.
What's wrong with y'all?
Call your cousin.
You think okay. the same thing, kissing a sister-in-law and your own blood cousin?
Having sex with your brother. You know what? Fine.
Keep
all right.
On. Let's move
no,
on.
No, it's fine.
You
okay.
got you, Mike. You
no,
got
no, no, it's fine.
You good.
Okay, so next question.
We already established Sophie kills puppies, so her opinion is
I do
much.
Not. I literally don't. The cereal just tastes better warm.
Whatever.
All right, so our next question is from Gilbert. Gilbert says, what's up? Oh, just kidding. Oh, yeah. No, never mind. Okay. He says, what's up? How can you guys help someone who's continually fucked up their life and doesn't want to be helped? I have no sympathy for my own brother at this point. Read below for some background information. So he says, basically, he has a brother that's 27. He's only a year and a half older than me, yet I feel like I'm the older one. He's a piece of shit. Three kids with three different women since he was 18, and he doesn't care for any of them. Myself, my dad, oldest brother who changed his life around from bullshit, et cetera, have all talked to him to cut his bullshit out, and he keeps at it. He was in the perfect place with this white chick who has a doctorate degree somehow and basically ran her down to zero from $50,000. Happened in like 2 years, and she split with him the next week. Blah, blah, blah. Then he said, so now she kicked him out and he found some random chick to live with for now. He lost a great government job that he had, which is why she kicked him out. He texted me asking for help, as I predicted, a month before the breakup. And as he asked me for my home and money, he dared to even say he thought about suicide and never felt this way before because of a girl. To cut through this long message, I talk shit to him to quit playing and stop being a dumbass. So now here he is getting out loans somehow, I assume, and he's manipulating these random hoes out here out of all their money while posting himself drinking and eating out every day, although he's broke. What the fuck can I do? I told my brother I ain't fucking with him anymore because he's worthless.
Sound like he's on drugs.
I feel like I'm somewhat responsible to change his life around, though, but I'm very close not to cutting him out and not talking to him anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like your brother has some serious like drug addictions and stuff.
You know what I will say? I understand the want or the will to like help somebody out, especially if they're close to you, especially if they're family. Like that I don't want to say like the savior complex or whatever, but you know, to you know, if I do X, Y, and Z, maybe I can get this person out of their rut. You know, I want to help them, I want to save them, but in this case, if he ran through $50,000 for some chick that he was with, some bad bitch doctorate chick, it's just like, what are you doing? And then you got the nerve to ask me for help. Like, I can't help you. Like, what are you doing to where you even blow through that much money? And then on top of that, you have three kids that you're not tending to. So what?
With three different women.
Hello.
You know, I think as you continuously grow and mature, you got to understand that people, like you said, Sophie, they got to want to help themselves. Mm-hmm. And the major thing is, as a sibling, you got to wait until he hits rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't stop somebody from the path or the course that they're on unless they want to stop. Mm-hmm. And his brother is just a user and abuser right now, right? So you got to let him clear that path that he's on, hit that wall, hit the bottom, and then you just got to be there as family to try to help him in any way you can at that point in time. But right now, you can't do nothing. You got to let that man crash and burn.
He could talk to him, though, right?
That's what I was
like,
gonna
he
say.
Could try.
Yeah, he could try to talk.
You could try, but
like, get your shit together, bro.
But obviously, that's not going to do anything.
Yeah, for sure. It's not enough, but I definitely think that, like, don't, you know, like, wait and say nothing and do nothing and be like, damn. Like,
yeah, because rock bottom could really be rock bottom. Like, that could be like life.
It's over.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, of course. Yeah. And I think as a sibling, you always got to get whatever's on your chest out, regardless if they like it or not. Mm-hmm. Right. But that's a grown ass man.
It is a grown ass man, but he's acting childish, though.
And you can check him, but that ain't going to do nothing. That ain't gonna change it. That's
but at least you try, though. Like, cause like I said, you say wait until you hit rock bottom. I don't think that's the best advice.
Well, there are steps before that you can take.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so let me clarify. I'm not saying just stop talking to him, stop fucking with him, and just, you know, whatever happens. No, you're still a brother. And obviously, like, it sounds like he's already trying to do that. But there's nothing else that he can do outside of what he's currently doing.
Where did you hear that he's trying to do that?
Because
I don't remember hearing
that. I thought that long ass message just said that he has already tried talking to him.
I don't remember hearing that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Silence is golden.
Go ahead and sing, Sophie. Oh, that's right. You do sing.
Oh my God.
You don't sing? You still sing?
We're not doing this.
Man, you better ask somebody about Sayuri music.
We're not doing this.
That's where the name comes from, right?
Oh my God.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Listen, I got you guys.
Back to the question.
All right, go ahead.
To cut through the long message, I talk shit to him to quit playing and stop being with stop being a dumbass.
See, so wait, you talk shit to him. Like, see, that is the difference, man.
It's nah,
the
nigga is fed up. Exactly. He's fed up. Like, get your shit together. Exactly. You, dumb, broke
you can't
bitch.
Come at a man like a fed up moment.
No,
though,
but Rod,
like,
he, but the thing is that he's gotten to that point. You're talking from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, if this was happening to you,
you're saying he's saying to cut through all the bullshit. Like, I'm fed up at this point. Is that what you're saying?
No. So his direct words was to cut through this long message. I talked shit to him to stop being a dumbass. So that means that he's already talked to him throughout the course of having three different babies by three different women, right? Like, this is his brother. So he's seeing it in real life. We're getting at a point where it's already happening. So he's already had these conversations. And all I'm saying at this point, there's not much else that you can do outside of calling him on his shit. That's not going to change the path that he's currently on. He has to crash and burn before he can course correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sound like the woman still, you know, give him the time of day, though. You know, they come in there and play Captain Save-A-Ho.
Damn, Alvin, okay, if you can't even do...
How come this motherfucking
Alvin can't get pussy galore out here? I'm saying.
You know, he burned through.
Yeah, but nah, man, this guy, look, as a younger brother, you know, it's always tougher to have that conversation with an older brother.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've done what you can do. You've done what you can do. There's nothing else you can do to try to help them right now.
And sometimes I think a lot, well, with like older siblings too, there's like a complex of like, you can't tell me shit. The fuck are you doing? Like, you're younger than me. Like I know more than you. I am more, like that type of shit that makes it even harder to try and like correct them. It's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. And I think that definitely affects how they receive that
message.
Yeah, that message.
And people have been, clearly sounds like people have been carrying this guy for a long time. And every time he gets to the bar, he makes that phone call. Like, you know, like the brother saw he was calling for money. You know, when he predicted that. Shit, I'll give his ass a motherfucking debit card that don't work and don't have any fucking money off of it.
I've just seen people like in my family that hit rock bottom and then they get back up and they'd be on the same shit.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly. Yeah, of course.
Once
you get back straight.
Yeah, it's the same old. Like I have an uncle, he's like an aeronautical engineer, so he makes like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Jesus. And but he's like cocaine or whatever. So he'll lose money, you know what I'm saying? He'll hit rock bottom. He'll move in with a sibling or something, and then he'll get another aeronautical job or whatever, and make that all that money again, and then do the same shit all over again.
Cycle. Wow.
It's just like a cycle. Like it's just a cycle. So that's why I say like rock bottom may not be the answer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You may just really need some help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At that point, hey, to help this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. There's nothing that his brother can do to help him.
He's a grown ass fucking man.
A lost cause.
You might be right. He's just setting his ways. Yeah, you might be right. It might be just who he is. You just live your life. He live his life and just be done with it. You have to just accept that's who your brother is at this point.
Mm-hmm. Ain't got it. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That was my brother, and he was, you know, a piece of shit like that. I'm like, I ain't got it. Yeah. You know,
did he say he kept loaning him? He was still loaning him money? He didn't say that, did he?
No, he said that he predicted that he was going to call him for money or, you know, just hit him up, and his brother did.
I wouldn't tell him I ain't got it. I would say I got it, but you're not getting it.
Mm.
Grow up, get a fucking job, and be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
He's not worth me lying to.
Well, that's your brother. I said it's your brother. You shouldn't have to lie.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to lie at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crickets.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I mean, I don't know what else.
But I don't know what it was that somebody said. It made me think about Alvin, though. So just kind of going back to the initial one. Do you have any friends that can kind of put you in, you know, hook you up with a girl?
You really going all the way back to Alvin's?
Yeah, you are. No, I'm just saying because I just something had.
That this guy got three baby mamas with three kids,
like, you know, but
and
like
he can't even get a kiss.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you don't have nobody, you know, friends.
Maybe
that
this
can
guy's
hook
not lame as Alvin. Yeah. Alvin sounds clearly like he's lame.
But even if he lame, but if Alvin has
to be
friends,
honest, this guy sounds kind of lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but he sounded like he living his best. Yes.
I'm living my best life.
That's what it was.
If it about you, nigga.
Right. Living my best life.
And that's what I'm saying. If you had a friend like him, like, he could put you on.
Nah, you can't. No. You don't have any extra lame friends. And I don't mean like lame like me, but like really, really, really lame. That you really just
it's
like.
It's different types of lame, to be honest.
That's why I specified. Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm lame, but I can still get a fucking girl. But there are lame ass people that you really can't do shit for.
Exactly. Shit with, shit for.
They're just your friend. They're like Screech. They're mm-hmm. just your friend because you grew up with them.
And you try.
Screech had a girl.
And you try to hook them up.
Right. Damn, even Alvin is worse than Screech. God damn, Alvin.
No, I've had friends that I'm associated with that they received, pussy. You know.
Yeah, I'm like, where are you going with this?
No. I'm just saying, like, people probably that didn't speak to him before spoke to him because they was around me or something. Sure, like, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'll tell you just that nigga.
I'm not saying I'm that nigga.
You know that.
No, I'm not saying I'm talking. This is like younger Rod. This is like high school, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I'm not talking about that. To me, I'm a grown ass man. Look. No, I'm just.
That's fucked up.
She be trolling the fuck out of me.
Rod was on the basketball team. Rod has always been tall.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Rod used to have a Cutlass. You know what I'm saying? Rod was a gangster, man. What you talking about?
He used to have a what?
Cutlass Supreme. It's 85 Cutlass Supreme to be exact.
Classic big.
Get it right.
Y'all know what it is.
It's an OG.
Oh, my dumbass thought that was. Okay, never mind.
Nah, it's old.
I thought it was the Pussy Burn book. But go ahead.
No.
What's a Pussy Burn book?
You know, like how people be like writing down
the
names?
Book?
Yeah. Mm. Sorry.
Oh.
No. I don't know shit about cars. I just assume.
But basically, what I'm saying, I was cool with everyone. Like, so even if it was a super nerdy, lame guy, like, if I was cool with him, it's like, oh,
he can't be that lame. He hangs out with Rod.
No. Oh. I don't know if that's what I don't know if it works like that, but what I'm saying is that somebody that you may not have access to before, you have access to them now, or they even like speaking to you.
Oh yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Basically.
Yeah,
but they still might not want to kiss him because he's extra lame.
I know what you're saying,
but that may give you some confidence. It's a step.
Sometimes they do. Like if you at some party, you know, hey man, I'm about to go to this party or whatever, go to this thing or whatever, it's gonna be a bunch of girls there. Why don't you come through?
Right.
And then you know you there.
Right. Nobody's gonna talk about him because he's
25. And the girls still look at him.
At 25, it's a wrap for him. He's
that's
done.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. He's done.
Even
done.
Before that, it was a wrap.
That type of game doesn't really work like that at 25 no more, man.
Bro, look.
You're getting invited to because if you bring him to a party that he may not ever had gotten invited to, come on. He's
talking like fucking Captain Caveman. No fucking girls going to give him the time of day. They're going to be like,
I'm not saying
it.
Again, it's just a step. That's all I'm saying.
He needs to step his ass somewhere else.
He needs online dating. He can't do it in person, man.
Damn, why didn't we set up
on Tinder?
He needs to go on Tinder.
On all
okay,
that
Cupid.
Match, Christian Mingle.
No, it'll be a better idea.
He need all that.
Christian Mingle.
He need all that.
The farmer one.
Oh, but he might not want to wait.
There's like a farmer one. There's like one for farmers.
You don't have to be lonely.
Oh wow. Yeah, he need that one.
He needs all of it.
Well, what's the black one? Black people meet. He need that one. He need all that. He
that's,
need
a good,
all that.
That's a good
niggas
ass
unite.
Idea.
No, I'm kidding.
Is that one?
That's not.
It needs to be.
Niggas unite.
Niggasunite.com.
That's actually good advice.
No,
that's
actually good advice. KissingCousins.com.
That's basically farmersonly.com.
Back to that.
No, online dating is a good idea.
He needs some online dating.
Because then the girl kind of knows what she's walking into.
Exactly.
Online dating is trash, though.
No, it's not. I've met some girls on online dating that were all right. We call them e-honeys. They're all right. For real.
And I met one that was crazy.
Well, people in general are crazy. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to meet any more crazy people online than you would in real life. I've met crazy girls at the bar.
Yep.
They're crazy. He's going to have more luck online than he's going to have at a bar.
Yep.
Because he can walk in there, he can have one-on-one conversation, and the girl knows
he's
walking into a conversation.
And here's the thing. You know what it does? It breaks the ice big time.
Yeah.
So when he does meet her in person, it's not... It's still gonna be awkward, but it's not gonna be as awkward as.
Because you don't need an intro line or
nothing like that.
You're
pretty, so can I get your number? Nah.
He's right. He's right.
It'll be a lot easier for him.
Online dating is the best place for socially awkward people.
Yep.
Because they don't have to have an introduction.
Mm-mm.
You're already walking into a date that you've already set up. Mm-hmm. It's easier.
I've talked to you. I know some things about you.
Right.
You know, like having conversation should be easier.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this. Like, expound on it.
With the way he writes.
Yeah, he just needs Grammarly.
hey.
If he gets Grammarly and then gets on these sites, because I mean, if he's saying he's not the best looking guy,
so Mike, they already know what he looks like. Hold on. Would you hook up his profile for him?
I'll hook his, yeah. Yeah. Look, Alvin, hit me up. I'll edit your profile for you, bro. For free. For free. Charge some pictures.
Yeah. You're gonna be emailed. That shit ain't gonna work.
Yeah, it is. Look, if I've edited some of the shitty writing on our website, I can hook Alvin up. That's actually the only bit of good advice that we've given him. That actually makes sense. So it's good you brought that back.
Okay. Anyways, don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter DMs. Hit us up. Let us know what your issue is so we can talk shit. All right. Because we don't really be answering them all the time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Yeah. So until next time, we'll see you guys later.